InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
It is Tuesday, August 26, 2025. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones. We're entering the 218th day of the Trump presidency. And as you know, I've really taken a report card view of Trump. I just simply report the excellent things he's doing, the good things he's doing, the okay things he's doing, the bad things he's doing, the really horrible things he's doing. And in the weight of it, overall, he is devastating the globalist system. And almost everything he does is extremely good for humanity and good for peace and is very well thought out and pragmatic. Then you see headlines, and I heard this yesterday during the show, and I was so busy, it didn't even sound real, so I kind of missed it till I got off air, and I was like, what? Trump signed an executive order to put you in prison for a year if you burn the American flag? And I sat back and I went, you can't have an executive order that passes a law with your criminal penalties. That's not possible. And then I said, I got to go read that executive order. And then I just got busy with so much other stuff going on. And then this morning I got up and I went, you know, let me go look at this executive order. And sure enough, it still even happens to me. I mean, I believed that he really did an executive order that would put you in prison. We even ran an article about it. And then it turns out and everybody else took the bait. I went and read the executive order. It instructs states that they want their federal funds, that when there's a burn ban in effect, that a lot of states suspend it for burning of the flag for the First Amendment. And I know this because we've been out burning UN flags and things many years ago at the state capitol and things, and the left would come up and say, there's a burn ban, officers, in the middle of the summer, and the police would, state police would go make calls and say, no, this overrides it, but then they would bring a fire extinguisher out and have it up by the cap. We'd burn a bunch of UN flags, and the commies would come and burn their American flags and all the rest of it. But Trump's saying, if you want federal funds, you are not going to give them an exemption to that. So it's an in run around to arrest people, but for violating burn bans. But still, the flavor of it is anti-free speech. Now, a lot of people are excited. A lot of patriots love this. I know why Trump's doing it to troll the left. It's just a stunt. I don't think it's bad overall. But when you hear all this talk that he's setting up a police state and a dictatorship and all the rest of it, none of that's true except for things like this. This goes into that territory. And, I'm looking into shipping American citizens that, you know, commit crimes to El Salvador. Can't do that. Totally illegal. And so we've heard some, you know, other things. I just call balls and strikes. So I'm going to get more into that coming up. But again, the ADL funds the left and the right, so does the Southern Poverty Law Center. Both groups with totalitarian censorship, control, debanking, arresting for your speech. They already have their counterparts, same organizations in Europe that have banned free speech. They make it a crime to, you know, do anything disrespectful to their symbols, but your symbols can all be attacked and pulled down. They know what they're doing. This is classic totalitarianism / communism. Same thing. Different flavor. But it's the same thing. Well, let's just ban the N-word. Well, I don't like being mean and calling people that, but you got to let people say it or they're going to ban everything else like they're doing now. So, no, you can say the N-word. You can burn the flag. I don't like it, but it's the First Amendment. And if you let that domino fall, they all fall. It's that simple. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, This isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Fellow Paul Revere's for this live Tuesday, August 26, 2025 transmission. And remember, for this operation to truly launch out into the minds of men and women worldwide and effectively penetrate the enemy's censorship shields, you have to carry the ball. Share the live feed on X at Real Alex Jones. Share the Alex Jones Network feed and InfoWars feed at Rumble. Share the feed from InfoWars.com/show on your email, on your text message, by word of mouth, and tell those you share it with to share it, and tell them to share it, and tell them, because that completes the chain reaction. And we are changing the world together. This broadcast, the great audience of activists, the crew, the guests, the reporters, the filmmakers, are credited by the Ford Foundation, by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the CIA, by foreign governments, by the House Armed Services Committee hearings, by the Democrats, by the ADL, by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by CNN, by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, as the detonator. You know, that's a ghetto saying, but it's a good one. Bust a cap in your ass. Now, for leftists that don't understand guns, you have the explosive white powder, you have the casing of the shell, you have the bullet or projectile, and the firing pin hits the cap that is a tiny high explosive. It detonates heat, fire, that hits the white powder with a controlled explosion that then forces the projectile down the barrel. We are the cap. We busted the cap in their ass. We triggered the chain reaction. That's where we are. And I intend to bust more caps, politically, nonviolently, intellectually, in the globalist ass. And we bust caps in their ass all the time. But we're credited with triggering, detonating the big bullet, the big wave. Everything you're seeing, we did it. And it's important from time to time to point that out so you know how much power you have, regardless of whatever happens to this operation or the name InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to you. It's a generic term. It's about there is a war on for your mind, and that the answer to the 1984 system of oppression is 1776. All right, let me tell you what we got today. It is an insanely loaded plate, and it's just going to keep coming in on top of that. Roger Stone has got a lot of inside intel and data on Trump's heating up war against the deep state and all these subpoenas and grand juries and raids and a lot of indictments of mid-level, low-level, firing of one of the private Federal Reserve board members. They admit, whether even if she's not, didn't even refuses to go, he's getting control of the Federal Reserve. No president's ever done that. I mean, Trump is kicking some New World Order arse. He's moving in at Intel, nationalizing part of it, and the left's all calling it fascist, or some of the libertarians are calling it communist. The United States has nationalized and taken states in key national defense resources many times, like uranium enrichment back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. We only have one chip maker here that can make the chips for AI and the key defense chips as well for advanced weapon systems. You better believe, I mean, you know, the U.S. government during long periods manufactured the nuclear weapons. Later it had contractors. So the idea that the U.S. government, I mean, if Trump said we're opening U.S. government chip makers for this key defense sector, that'd be completely normal. So, I mean, what do you think all the advanced skunk works UAP stuff is? You think that's not nationalized? So, absolute crap that they're attacking that. Trump's been blasted over executive order jailing American flag burners for 1 year. It doesn't do that. I mean, that's just what the media ran with. And when you read the executive order, that's not what it does. And it's Trump trolling people. But if it did do that, it's unconstitutional and illegal and very dangerous. And when I said that on X, I saw a lot of the lizards. Hey, Alex, it's not nice to burn the flag. You know, the commies are scum. But most of the viewers and listeners understand, if they can ban burning the American flag, they can then ban burning a UN flag or a Mexican flag or an Israeli flag or a Russian flag. And that is speech. And they've already in many municipalities banned the N-word. And then after that, they ban everything else. This is called a domino effect. Quite frankly, the left burning flags on TV, I'm glad they show us how much they hate America. I'm glad they're honest. The people we got to worry about are these globalist traitors that act like they're for the country but aren't. Remember what Cicero, the Roman statesman and historian, said? An enemy that comes with their flag open to the gate of the city trying to wage war against us is easy to beat because it's out in the open and we mobilize and we'll crush them. We're strong. The only way we can fall is from within. The traitor is the plague. We've also got massive AI news. We've got the big fight with the private Federal Reserve head, as I said, is refusing to leave. And technically, he can't make her leave. And Trump knows that, but he's forcing it out in the open to show that the Federal Reserve operates like a branch of government with total impunity, and that the Federal Reserve needs to bow and let him take control of it, the U.S. government, which it's never done, even though they promised that would be how it worked at the beginning, the president, that would be what the president said, and do what we need done, like cut interest rates. And he's already got enough of them to resign that he's going to get it, but it doesn't happen until the middle of next month. He wants it now because you see the economy. He's doing a great job on many fronts. But inflation is ticking back up, and we need it. And again, the same private Federal Reserve shareholders of the European Central Bank, they own most of the Federal Reserve. Look it up. They've gotten a bunch of big interest rate cuts because they need it. And by the way, in similar situations, it was 2-3 points lower for Democrats. So this is political to hurt the American worker, consumer, homeowner. Because you don't just have, you know, the 5% rate or whatever, you get it gets added on, as you know. And Trump's talking about executive orders banning interest rates above 10%. Hell yeah. Until the 70s, that's what we had in this country. I mean, above 10% is rape, people. And it's designed to keep people in debt. And yeah, they're set to cut it a half a point, finally cracking to his pressure. That isn't enough. We need a 2-point cut, 3-point cut. Take that son of a bitch to zero. Because we got to grow our way out of this, folks, and innovate and cut our way out with growth and cutting. And there's a clear path. All the best economists agree. It's very clear. It's the only path. And so people are, well, that'll create inflation, or that'll devalue stuff, or that'll... It's already happening. So there's two different ways to do this. You want stagflation and total collapse, or do you want some inflation with a booming economy and a culture that's back and massive investment? It won't matter because you'll have more goods, more service, more money, more jobs. Things will cost more, but you'll make more. And then it'll stabilize. That's how this works. We're already deep into this. This is our last chance. They have the Great Reset, total austerity, eating bug protein, a hellhole, planned forced austerity, or the Trump laissez-faire plan. I'll take the laissez-faire plan, please. All right, Trump is speaking about something in a cabinet meeting. I know he's live right now. Let's go to it.
So that's superimposed over the island of Manhattan. It takes up a big part of Manhattan. I think they say 81% of Manhattan. So these are big things, and they're going up. A lot of them are going up now. I don't know that big. Actually, Mark is building 4 of them, and others are building similar places. And when these things open up, I'll tell you what, our country, we're leading China now in AI, substantially leading China.
He's talking
China.
About gigantic
and the reason
AI data
is
centers half the size of New York.
Their own electrical facilities. We would need double the energy that we... If you take all of the electricity that we produce right now in this country, you'd have to multiply it times 2 or maybe 3. 3 times. So 3 times more than we have right now for everything. To operate your toaster and everything else. Okay? 3 times more. And the way we are able to succeed, because China goes out and builds these massive plants. They're right now building 58 coal, in this case,
yes.
Almost all coal-fired plants.
Yes.
Coal is back with this country, too, by the way.
Oh, I love
China.
It.
There's a reason they use it, because it's good.
Oh.
It works for them. And we call it clean coal. We don't call it coal. We call it clean, even very clean coal. But we have coal going up. We have nuclear going up. Nuclear is very much in vogue now. It's safe and inexpensive and great. We don't allow windmills. We're not allowing any windmills to go up. I mean, unless there's a legal situation where somebody committed to it a long time ago, we don't allow windmills. And we don't want the solar panels that I was speaking with the secretary about.
All right. Eric Schmidt says they need 100 times the power the U.S. now runs when AI finally achieves its God state in 2035. He said that 3 months ago at Stanford. Others say, no, we just need 50 times. Trump says we need triple right now to compete. This is actually on my list to cover. What a trap this is. And you're like, oh, wait, you're just saying it's good. Well, yeah, if we're going to have the AI, it better be coal. It's the only thing that will work, not these dirty nuclear reactors. They want to build thousands of them. And so I look at things multifaceted. The AI race is here regardless. It's going on. It's happening. So we've got to battle over that and have it be actually open and free and not totalitarian. And then, yeah, they're trying to take our energy away, the left is, while saying AI gets unlimited energy. And Trump says, no, everybody gets more energy. So down the AI path, which is here, we might as well affect the architecture of it and make it pro-human. Instead of just, it's all evil, it's surveilling us. Yeah, don't buy any of the modern appliances and the damn smart toilets, and I can't stand any of it anyways. But you can't even buy stuff that doesn't have it now. And they admit, oh, your house will need triple the power. I got the study right here. Trump just mentioned it. I'm not about building things with less power that have less effect because it's bad, because it's carbon. But I'm also not about paying way more and having everything be a frickin' robot. Your toaster, your refrigerator, everything. It sucks. And it's all jacked into the globalist systems. It's the Panopticon. You're like, well, wait, you were just saying, well, good. No, it's happening. People are adopting it. It's all rolling out. So I'm saying the humans get more power than the AI. This is real discrimination, folks. You don't get to have a car or air conditioning. You stay in a 200-square-foot apartment. You don't get to do this and that. And then meanwhile, the AI is going to use hundreds of times what we do. This is the way my brain thinks. Let's go back to Trump.
Plants open because they're building big, modern, beautiful auto plants. But think of that. We're up 18,000 cars a month, and essentially all they've done is try and utilize their space correctly as their big plants open up. It's going to be, I hope they remember that it was this way. I hope this table gets a lot of the credit for what's happening. It gets all of the credit. Because this would have never happened. We were going out of business in every way. We were losing. All the car plants were leaving this country. Now they're all coming back in. And they are coming from Canada.
Yeah. The CFR, the globalists, Xi Jinping, Larry Fink, all on TV. We played the clips. Even when he first got in, said, America will never come back. It's over. We're shutting everything down. You won't even be given electricity most of the time. But AI will be everywhere. And the globalists will fly around in their jumbo jets. And you'll eat bugs. And then Trump just said, and because it was our own administrators selling us out and just jerked the rug out from under the EU and the Chi-Coms, and I love it. So Trump's not fighting innovation and all this stuff that has major dangers, by the way. He's just plunging in and saying, well, guess what? If we're going to have all this AI and all this super technology stuff that we already had that we were giving the Chi-Coms, we're going to run it, bitches. So what are you going to do? I'm just a realist. I'm not even endorsing all of this, but everybody watching is using the AI and the computers and the electricity and the cars and all the stuff. I'm saying we better start thinking about this because all this stuff is a Trojan horse. It can be deployed good, but currently it's all deployed as a Trojan horse. But I see Trump going in, doing the right stuff on the tech companies, doing the right stuff on free speech in most cases. And putting major pressure through like FTC to big tech. Don't let foreign laws gut privacy. Standing up to, it's night and day compared to the Democrats. I see Trump doing something wrong. We're able to get him information and I see him course correct in most cases. So that's what I'm saying is he's trying to do the best job he can. It's 79 and he's super smart in many ways, but he's got blind spots. We all do. Let's go back to him.
They blew it. They had a great thing going. I gave them something great. And they blew it. Since the inauguration, we've created over 500,000 new private jobs. And if you notice, when the numbers come out, government jobs are going down and private jobs are coming up.
Totally true.
Really fuels the country. It's easy to hire people and pay them for doing something that maybe is not very productive. But government jobs are down, actually substantially down, and private jobs are way up. And these are the jobs that make money, create a better life. Meanwhile, we've reduced the number of federal bureaucrats by 84,000. So we got rid of 84,000. And I think the job numbers, you're going to see the new job numbers are going to be through the roof because of all of the different businesses that are moving into our country. And not just production businesses, autos and AI, but any business you can think of in the world of furniture, as an example, North Carolina. I went there many times when I built a lot of hotels and things, and I'd go to North Carolina, I'd buy the greatest. They were the greatest, most talented people. And then China came along and took all of those jobs away. If they would have tariffed them, China wouldn't have taken any of the jobs. But we had presidents that, honestly, and I like some of them, but they didn't know what the hell they were doing from a business standpoint, from running the country. And North Carolina, the most talented woodworkers that you've ever seen.
Trump just did it again. He just did it again. This is the biggest place he's wrong. The presidents didn't know what they were doing. I mean, yeah, Reagan was smart in ways. He was the one that started letting them do it, but because we still had, 90% of the industry here or whatever. But George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, all of them were really accelerated. Obama. I mean, it is official CFR globalist policy to deindustrialize the United States. On purpose, the Great Reset, we have all the carbon controls, China has none, it's designed to screw us. It's on purpose, Trump! It is so important that America and others understand this is the deliberate Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 Treaty 1992 that we didn't ratify, but we've been following. Now, Trump knows that. He's pulled us out of those treaties and out of UNESCO and all of it. But it's on purpose. It's on purpose. You think Common Core, oh, they're dumb. They've been teaching kids 25 years that 2 plus 2 equals 8. And that there's no X and Y chromosomes. Boy, they're dumb to teach kids that, you know, to not how to read and write and how to do math. No, it's on purpose. And we have all the Department of Education manuals. And I had the former head of the Department of Education from Reagan on who stopped it for a while, but then it came back. She released all the documents. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. Go back to him.
United States where it belongs. Don't forget, we lost 55% of our auto production over the last 35 years. 55%. We were the auto capital of the world. Like there was nobody even think about challenging us. We lost 55% of
our production. Yeah, and Ross Perot told Canada, Al Gore and everybody, he said, Canada lowered their tariffs 5 years. They've already lost half their industry, and their wages have gone down by half. Ours will go down by half, and we'll lose more than half our industry in a decade or so. And it was more than that now. You see, no, they knew. This is like eighth grade business school stuff, okay? This is like, gee, they're dumb. They poured gasoline all over themselves and lit it on fire. They didn't know it. Yeah. Oh, that guy walked over and killed that guy with a hatchet. He really was dumb. He didn't know that'd kill him. Oh, officers, I didn't know if I hit a guy in the head with a hatchet full power and kill him. Oh, okay, you can just go on along your way. You didn't know. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bullshit! Sorry, I this is my pet peeve, man. I guarantee he's been doing it a bunch again, and everybody does it. And my guests do it, and I stop him, and I go, listen, you see me. This isn't on accident. You want me to show you where it's... You think, oh, they didn't know. They didn't know the COVID shot would erase your immune system. They didn't know it would cause myocarditis and heart attacks. They didn't know it attacks the testicles and ovaries. They didn't know. No, Obama had a national initiative in 2013, 2014, 2015, and they cooked this crap up at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and at the University of Texas, Galveston. And they had all the studies and knew it and had it on the shelf years before they released it. And we have all the documents, and they knew exactly what they were doing. And they knew that killed 30 million people just from the shots alone now. And, of course, they cooked it up in the lab. We had the proof weeks into it. They scanned it. But then I even see the congressional hearings. It's just Pfizer and Moderna just didn't know what they were doing. They had no idea. They were they love this technology. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. Let's go to break. Back it up. Someone hear some more of this. And then I'm gonna settle down. I'm going to settle down. I apologize to the viewers and listeners. Kennedy knows what's going on. He says it's all deliberate. He came out and gave a speech a few days ago. I got the clip here, actually. I'll get to it later. And he said... Let me just show you some examples of how they deliberately set all this up. And how they went and set up Moderna just a year before they did it with the business plan for mRNA for a respiratory virus out of China. And then Bill Gates made, come on, people. Holy Toledo. The premeditation is over the top and is what convicts them of premeditated mass murder.
Loving sun, loving hot blooded Texian, two stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go back a little bit more. Trump's live cabinet meeting. And then I'm going to drill into all the news that I've already mentioned some of. Look, I know it's very fashionable to hate Israel and to attack Israel. And it's just becoming absolutely the rage. In fact, it's beyond the rage. It's the rage of the rage. I never cover news topics, and I don't have positions to be with the rage. But when all the rage is accurate to a great extent, then I do talk about it, and I've talked about it forever. I just don't have a singular distrust only for Israel, but all these big, powerful countries and institutions. And I've got my eye on all the different big moving parts. That said, though, Israel of the last few years and Netanyahu and the things he's been involved in and done, like 9/11, fingerprints all over that, I exposed it back at the time. And since then, even more has come out with the U.S. neocons. And, of course, it was Islamists mixed into the mix. But The fact is it was meant to take over American freedom and take over the Middle East, and that's been declassified. That was the pretext. Dick Cheney wrote with Rumsfeld, Rebuilding America's Defenses. In April of 2020, they needed a new Pearl Harbor catalyzing event to be able to take over the Middle East and then take over Central Asia and then the rest of the world. And they said around 3,000 people dying would be a good number. They actually said that. It was very strange. I must have had a crystal ball. They said, you know, around the level of death of Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor, 3,000. 9/11, 3,000. Tens of thousands more from the poison dust. But the gaslighting of Netanyahu now has just reached new proportions. And, of course, I'm talking about blowing up the last major hospital in Gaza, full of journalists, and I mean, AP, you name it, and full of admitted doctors and aid workers with international monitors from the UN in there. So that there was no Hezbollah, no Hamas. Hezbollah's been funding it. There was nothing there. And then they bombed it through the same hole and then bombed it later when aid workers were in there. And both times Netanyahu said it was a mishap. You know, a mishap is like a fender bender. So, oh, sorry, we bombed you. Oh, aid workers are in there later in the day. Here, let's just blow you up. And then Netanyahu's like, oh, it was a complete accident. Sorry. Over and over and over again. I'm going to be like walking over to somebody in an outdoor cafe and taking a hammer and hitting them in the head as hard as you can and killing them. And the cops come and you go, oh, it's a mishap. And the cops go, oh, it was an accident. Oh, okay. And then you kill another person with a hammer and you, oh, mishap again. They go, absolutely, get out of jail free card. And if you look at the dozens of hospitals they blew up the same way over and over again, it's just like going through a cafe with a hammer, just killing everybody. Accident officer. Or maybe you have a gun, you're just blowing people away. It's an accident. Oh, that was an accident too. Oh, boom, oh, it's an accident. And Netanyahu's out again saying, nope, our cybersecurity head wasn't in Vegas, didn't get arrested, didn't happen. And you're never extraditing him, and that's it. And you know, it wasn't part of a big sting, busting a bunch of people trying to get mentally disabled little girls to their hotel rooms. Nope, didn't happen. Doesn't matter you booked him in. Doesn't matter the feds let him go. Doesn't matter he fled back to Israel. It just doesn't exist. So I would expect Netanyahu to start just saying the war never even happened. Well, he's kind of doing that now. He says there's no such thing as Palestinians and there's no genocide. And then even the leftist media kind of spins it like Axios. Oh, the MAGA is mad over another pedophile scandal and the Trump administration protecting another Israeli purported pedophile. Yeah, that's why Trump's protecting the Epstein case. Not because he ever did anything, but because the CIA and Mossad were both involved running the Epstein operation. And for national security, they have covered it up. And I do not endorse that, and I do not support that. I'm stating why he did it. Why, then, does he continue to tell everybody, don't look at it and go away and don't ask questions, creating a total Streisand effect? It is because he thinks he's got enough pull with his constituents to somehow get people to become convinced. It's like when he still thought the shots were good and he did good with Warp Speed. He would still, for years, tell crowds about it. They would boo him over and over again. And then at dinner parties, he asked people about it all the time. And they always tell him the same thing. And so now, what does Trump do about the shots? He finally, a few weeks ago, they're like, oh, Kennedy's banning all these vaccines and all these shots and, you know, and killing the crown of your last administration, Warp Speed. And Trump goes, well, that was then, and we're moving on, and we have new technologies, and yeah, we're doing some other things now. So, and he didn't say it was the best thing ever, you know, and he didn't say that you know, we're going to keep doing it. He just said, well, let's just move on now. He put Kennedy in there to clean it up. That's his I'm sorry. He's on tape with Kennedy, and that got leaked, remember, saying, yeah, looks like it is bad. Looks like it's too strong. Looks like we shouldn't have done it. I didn't know. He didn't, folks. Because Trump is autistic in a good way. He wants to fix things. He likes to have things be nice. He wants to make everybody prosperous and make money. So total clean freak, total neat freak. Had to privately go to operant conditioning school 20-something years ago to not be a germaphobe. Because he likes people, but he doesn't like shaking people's hands. He uses Purell constantly till his hands, you know, so the skin falls off. This is from his confidants, okay? I knew this when he was first running. The idea that he would get on an airplane, fly to Russia, get in a hotel and be pissed on by prostitutes, A, to be set up and be owned by Russia forever and be a slave, and B, Trump is a neat freak. I know the inside baseball. His girlfriends and wives, they all have different bathrooms, and he knows. Don't come in here, and I don't go in there. He does. He is the opposite of a person that's into gross stuff. That's what I mean. So that's why we know his M.O. That's why him doing all of this makes absolutely no sense. Other than he's covering up for the CIA and Mossad. Because he'll bring the whole government down. And I say, good. Bring the whole system down. No, he's got another plan to take it down from inside and reorganize it. And it's overall working. They come to him and say, we need you to, you know, try to cover this up. Well, if you are going to cover it up, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. We'll continue to expose it all. And the 450,000 kids the Democrats smuggled in, and where are they? And they're finding some of them, but I want to see action on that. See, I look at everything. AP freelance among four journalists killed in Israeli strikes. Gaza officials say now it's more journalists dead. And then let me just finish up on Israel right now, since I got on this first. Israel deeply regrets, this is Netanyahu, the tragic mishap. That was two events apart from each other that occurred today at the Nasser Hospital in Gaza. Israel values the work of journalists, medical staff, and all civilians. That's why they constantly target them on purpose. The military authorities are conducting a thorough investigation. All like you were going to do on October 7th, the stand down. Our wars with Hamas terrorists are just goals are defeating Hamas and bringing out hostages home. Mm-hmm. Which the sickos in Hamas, who've been paid tens of billions by Netanyahu, you didn't know that? Oh, he's a big patron. Their bosses, you know, staying in Qatar safely, and Tehran, they won't release the hostages, so Netanyahu has an excuse to this forever. As if those hostages are a bargaining chip, and then right when you see starving Gazans in mass dying every day, then Hamas puts out a picture of a sick, starving, it turns out from illness, Israeli that only has data. And they show, oh, Hamas is like, oh, God, it looks bad for the people of Gaza starving to death. Well, let's show a starving Jew. I mean, literally, Netanyahu doesn't just fund Hamas. He runs it. Netanyahu is the head of Hamas. Israel created Hamas to destabilize it and have bad leadership. He funds them billions a year. Now, the idiot, low-level, low-IQ, inbred Hamas members, who are literally, you know, their sisters, their mother, literally, they don't know. They're just Durka, Durka, Muhammad, Jihad. Durka, 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 Durka. But, oh, yeah, Mossad 100% is Hamas. Let's just get that straight. Oh, my God, starving children. Everybody's turning against Israel. Hamas. We've got a starving Jew. We're not going to feed him. Ha, ha, ha. The worst, perfect thing they could put out. And then release the other hostages. They're not starving to death. Now, this guy's got, like, you know, some disease, they later admitted. But it doesn't matter. See the perfect timing of it? Oh, gosh, it's the top story for a week. Starving kids dying by the dozens a day. You know, hundreds of thousands of malnutrition. Well, let's just roll out a Jewish guy in a tunnel. You know, a Hamas tunnel, groping around with his shirt off. Here's Hamas. I've got an idea. Everyone's totally turning against Israel in this war. Let's go find us one of our starving hostages and put him on TV and show how we're starving people. By the way, if you're a new listener or a Christian Zionist, you know, who was brought up to believe you don't worship Jesus, you worship Israel, I understand. I don't think you're a bad person. I'm not allied with Islam, certainly not either. Just the issue is that Do you understand that Israel founded Hamas? Do you understand Netanyahu was their biggest patron until 2 years ago? Do you understand that? Do you? How is Israel going to get all that land? They're going to put Al-Qaeda and ISIS people in charge, and then, when you forget a year or two later, go blow them up and take over the country. Just like Israel and Turkey are going to split it up with NATO right before Trump got in, went in and invaded Syria, and now they're breaking in pieces. So, and maybe the crew can find it. It was all over the news last week. Starving Israeli hostage held by Hamas in Gaza, only days to live. And then it's just videos of him, and he's like starving. He was a concentration camp victim. Again, that's so transparent. And so, yeah, here it is. And then these are the pawns. So Hamas wants to continue to get all the Gazans killed. They want to continue all this carnage. And so they're like, let's rush to Israel's aid so they can keep doing it. As you know, Netanyahu, billions a week, billions, bloop, 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 into the Muslims' bank accounts. Sick, sick, evil. And then Netanyahu uses them because, you know, he's ordering, he runs Hamas, he's the head of Hamas, really the head of Al-Qaeda. Netanyahu is the head of Al-Qaeda and Hamas and ISIS. He commands them, he runs them, he always has. Ran them on 9/11, all of it, same story. And it's the perfect false flag. And you got these 70 IQ Muslims, inbred, you know, their sisters are their mothers and their brothers are their dads. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's just high-level inbreeding. Some people aren't, you know, they're nice people. I'm just not high IQ, low nutrition. You know, they live in a concentration camp. And then they're just getting bombed by Skynet drones with Palantir AI. And that's where we are. But, I mean, we've known this forever, but I should do a whole report and just say, breaking, confirmed, Benjamin Netanyahu is the global head of Hamas, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda. And they just publicly put him in charge of Syria, and then they'll use the fact that they're there to destabilize Syria and break it into a bunch of pieces, and Israel will get part of the south, and Turkey will get a big piece of the west, and they'll give the Kurds some other areas. And that's all been announced, and that's how it is. Because if they put in a decent government or let them have an election, that wouldn't happen. But, of course, they're not allowed to, because it's all part of the greater Israel, greater Turkey operation. And then Israel and Turkey, who act like they're fighting with each other, but Netanyahu and Erdogan are literally Siamese twins, both very evil men. They're going to just take the trillions of oil and gas in that area, and it's all theirs now. And they're going to exterminate the Kurds and the Christians that are left. And then each time they're exterminating them through their proxies, they'll then invade and take out part of that proxy but leave part of it to grow and come back. And then they'll kill the puppet they had for a while, and they'll bring in another puppet, or the puppet's smart and kind of disappears. You hear he died in an airstrike, and really he just cuts off the beard, and now he's living in Miami with $10 billion in the bank. And Israel has tens of thousands per Arab country of Arabs they've hired and trained that are Arabs. And they even get them in as the government ministers. They put them in as the intelligence chiefs of the countries. It's pretty sick. But it's long-term thinking, you see. And it's from a position of absolute soulless sociopathy. And notice we go over there to, quote, fight the Muslims over there, so they don't come over here. And then whether it's European governments or U.S. government, left, right, whatever, they ship millions and millions of the pissed off survivors to Paris and to New York and to L.A. and to Austin, Texas, and to Berlin and to Stockholm. And then they dial into the internet and watch their Al-Qaeda and ISIS leaders say, go out and kill. And so they go shoot up a synagogue or they stab people on a bus. And then Israel goes, oh, we're under attack. And, of course, the Jews getting stabbed or blown up, it's really happening to them. They don't understand all this either. It's all because people are compartmentalized. I can show you new videos every day of just Muslim men just walking up, stabbing babies in strollers is their favorite. You know, if they're white, Christian, kill, kill, kill. They're Jew, kill, kill, kill. You know, you got, oh, Jews are in a Jewish center in D.C. Let's just blam, blam, blam. And even though those, that husband and wife are, you know, is Israeli diplomats, I guarantee you they don't even know all this. But it's all public, it's all true, but they just can't admit it to themselves. You think the average Mossad person even knows this? No, I've had a bunch of foreign Mossad on over the decades exposing it. Famous ones who did finally figure it out. Steve Pachinik's Jewish. They had to flee to Russia during World War II. Then one of his parents got killed by Hitler. Had to then come into, couldn't get into the U.S. because FDR wouldn't let him in. Came into Cuba, then got in. They got into the CIA. He'll tell you every bit about all of this, how it all works, how Israel runs the white supremacist groups right here in America. Oh, yeah, Netanyahu's the head of the ADL. Netanyahu's the head of the KKK. Netanyahu's the head of the Aryan Nations. Netanyahu is the head of the Blood Tribe. Their funding, their control. Oh, all the little idiots in the groups don't know it, but they are, and it's come out. Netanyahu is the head of Spectre. So, yeah, I don't support the Nazis because I don't support Netanyahu. I don't support Hamas. I don't support Netanyahu. And then you got the Iranians who, during Iran-Contra, Israel and Iran worked together to take the drug money the CIA got selling crack on the streets of America, to then get the weapons from Iran and the money from Iran and weapons from Israel to then use in Central and South America. That's all on record. But it's not like Iran's run by Israel in the U.S., but it does these double sick deals because in 79, the CIA helped get the Shah out and helped the Ayatollah Khomeini get in. Did you know that? Then they go grab the hostages. Then the media embarrasses Jimmy Carter. Then they put in Ronald Reagan. Then they have Iran-Contra and work with the mullahs. Now, Reagan was never even read in on this, tried to understand it. Nancy Reagan talked about it. That's why they shot him. She always knew the Bush was behind it. But, you know, Ronald Reagan, small town guy, growing up in the Midwest, lifeguard, you know, patriot, anti-communist, he didn't have a chance with this level of sophistication. Plus, people didn't know all the stuff we know today. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And then Netanyahu adds this little gem to it all, to the mishap. Oh, we bombed you with a big bomb, and then right through the same hole in the roof with all the aid workers, later in the day, we blow you all up again. Oh, oopsie, did it again. It's such an accident. Israeli government official arrested in Nevada sex crime operation, independent. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denied the employee was arrested and said he returned to the country as scheduled. That's right. He wasn't booked in. The Justice Department didn't let him flee, but kept everybody else. U.S. denies intervening in case of Israeli official accused of Nevada sex crime and arrested. Well, oh, Reuters didn't follow orders from Netanyahu and just say it didn't even exist? No, no, no. The scandal is they did intervene and they let him get out. Because who's the U.S. attorney there and the acting one, because they've been blocking all of Trump's appointments? Oh, while the Republicans have been blocking Trump's appointments, there's an Israeli dual citizen that let him go that's in charge. I wonder what agency she works for. Mm-hmm. Certainly the DOJ is just her cover. Is it Mossad? Is it Shin Bet? Please tell us which one it is. Satan's little helpers? U.S. denies intervening in case of Israeli official accused of Nevada sex crime. Rabbis emerge as growing voice of criticism of Israel's tactics in Gaza. Their main human rights groups in Israel say it is genocide. So not everybody over there is for this, but the government of Israel is particularly currently evil. And I learned about how Israel really operates from Jews who survived Jews in Europe who would demand a bunch of money to Jews to get out who worked with Hitler, Pechenik's own family. And it's not just Pechenik. This is a well-known, best-selling books have been written on this. You know, Madeleine Albright, remember she's on 60 Minutes? And it was a big suit because it was all this stolen Jewish art of Jews that were murdered, like $20 million paintings and stuff. Because that's what her dad did. He rounded up Jews for the Nazis in Eastern Europe, and then he would demand the money from them. And he could only go to Palestine, but a lot of times he double-crossed them. Then the Nazis double-crossed him. He had to run to Serbia, and that's where she was, you know, during World War II at the end of it. And when she bombed them, they were on TV going, "We saved you and your family. Why are you doing this to us?" She's a monster. And so Netanyahu, Soros, all these people come out of that. Total sociopaths. They'll work with the Chi-Coms. They'll work with Nazis. They'll work. Did you know Israel in World War II hired a bunch of the top Nazis, SS, to be their hitmen all over Europe and the Middle East? You didn't know about that? Oh, you didn't know Israel helped the rat line get Nazis out of Germany? Oh, you didn't know? Oh, that's all declassified. Look it up. No, they would just go grab some innocent person who had a similar name when they're 90 and too senile. Notice it was always some senile guy who had dementia. And they'd say, "He's a Nazi guard. We've got one to raise money." No. So funny. Until it's not. It's very sad. We're going to break. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds at Real Hawk Shows on X, Infowars.com/show, and Band.video. That's all reach more people. And, oh, there's a new big sale. I forgot. Boy, I'm out of time here. Didn't even plug this hour. A new giant sale for 2 days only. Well, I'll just tell you about when we come back. There's only a few days left to get the Gladiator. You get entered hundreds of times each time. I'll have to tell you about it later. There's just too much to cover. Roger Stone's coming up.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
To Roger Stone right now. He's with us at the bottom of the hour, but the UK has reached its explosion point. You have giant Islamic rape gangs per town raping thousands of girls. Thousands. This is all confirmed. And they just kidnap them. They rape them. The police are bought off. It is absolute hell. Elon Musk has been exposing it. And now this little girl who they kept trying to grab when she went out, well, she got a hatchet and a knife when they were chasing her down the next time. And she said, get away from me. She's now being hunted down and arrested. And will probably be put in solitary confinement for the rest of her life. Because there's one crime in the UK, and that is not letting a Muslim rape you. I mean, it is unbelievable. And so there's mass protest every day in the UK. People are done. It is open season on the native population in Ireland, in Scotland as well. And Tommy Robinson has been really trying to get me out there at this big 13th event in the UK. And I was going to do it, but my dad's brainstem got blocked in the last few months. Most of the blood flow. So, I mean, sometimes you know, he's not there. And we'll just leave it at that. And sometimes he's there. So I'm spending more time with my dad because it's inoperable. And he's got other heart issues, having open heart surgery tomorrow. So I won't be here for a couple of days. And so it's you know, it's just part of life. And my dad's a great man. And I love him. But I've, I don't know, though. If this goes all right, and then I'll probably go out there. Who knows? They'll probably arrest me when I get there, but whatever. So that's all going on. Some stations don't carry this first five, as people know. But I still want Roger to give us a little prelude of what's coming up. I know you've been crisscrossing the country. Get your ear to the ground. We've got Trump firing one of these corrupt Fed board members, but she says she won't leave. We've got Trump with this executive order that does not arrest people for burning American flags. It says enforce burn bans. Don't let people burn American flags during burn bans, because that's an exemption all over the country. And we've got a lot of other big news on those fronts, the U.S. nationalizing part of Intel, and so much more. Roger, I want to get your take on this and a lot more, but what else is on your radar screen you're going to be exclusively revealing to us today?
Well, Alex, in recent days, I've been very critical of Miami-based Congressman Carlos Jimenez. Jimenez is the chairman of the Maritime Subcommittee of the House Transportation Committee, and he had executives from Crowley, a major, major defense contractor, in for a hearing, but he failed to ask them about their activities in communist Cuba and the fact that they're in and out of the Mariel port, which causes a number of very serious security risks. Now, this afternoon, I'm scheduled to be interviewed on La Ponderosa, which is a major Spanish-American radio station in Miami. Now comes word that Congressman Jimenez is trying to put pressure on the station to cancel that interview. Carlos, you can run, but you can't hide. It's about a 40-minute drive from Fort Lauderdale to Miami. I will find some public forum, if you have the courage to appear in public, to confront you peacefully about the fact that you talk a great game on Fidel Castro, but you do nothing whatsoever to remove the regime that he's left in his wake.
Wow, so much is happening. Also, we've got warships arriving in Venezuela. They've sent 15,000 troops to the border, saying there could be some type of U.S. invasion. You've got Trump getting ready. They've already greenlit attacks inside Mexico after the cartels. I want to get your take on that. And I, in general, also, just I want to get your take on the economy. StoneZone.com. Roger Stone is our guest. I also want to get his take on the ongoing Jeffrey Epstein debacle. What's unfolding there? StoneZone.com. Roger Stone is our guest. And then coming up, revolution in the UK. It's on in Ireland, Scotland, and England. Stay with us.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Exclusive with Roger Stone, is reportedly a Cuban intelligence agent. Now, we've seen this a lot. Mayor Bass of L.A. was a Cuban intelligence officer for more than 20 years in the 70s and 80s and is an admitted communist. She now, years ago, said, I'm no longer a Cuban intelligence agent who lived there part of the year and openly worked for them. She says, but I'm still a communist. So, again, these foreign powers have operated with impunity inside of this country. And I've been talking to Ed Martin and others in the task forces, and they said, listen, we're going to go after all these people. If there's evidence of espionage, if there's evidence of election fraud, if there's evidence of income tax evasion, and you've seen the headlines over the years, upwards of half of Democrat Congress people haven't filed taxes in decades. So that's another exciting area we'll get into with Roger, because they started it. They tried to throw us all in prison and threw many of us in prison. They had grand juries open constantly on us. We had to pay for lawyers to fight. And they started it, and they actually deserve it. There's no mortgage fraud by Trump. There was no mortgage fraud by Roger. They investigated him on that. It's cut and dry with Fannie Willis and Adam Shifty Schiff and all of them. So they're doing the Al Capone number on them, folks. They're going after them, and they finally got the task forces in place. They've been trying to block all the U.S. attorneys getting in place in New Jersey and D.C. So Trump just creates strike forces and gives them nationwide jurisdiction. Kind of like when they had DEI and Secret Service, so obese people that couldn't even holster a gun were in there. Then the Democrats sued, and judges tried to block it. So Trump said, you know what? I'll have the new Secret Service director send all the people that are substandard to protect the Clintons and the Obamas. And now they're like, oh, no, we don't want that. I love how Trump does that. It's genius. So Roger Stone, longtime Trump confidant, known him 50 years, his former top political advisor and former wingman. Roger, let's talk about this Democrat congressman first, the information you're releasing right now.
Well, actually, he's a Republican. That's the sad part. But this is a cottage industry. You have these Republican, Cuban-American, representatives, he and Mario Diaz-Balart. They talk a great game against the regime because it's a big fundraiser for them in Miami. But when it comes to actual actions, they're silent. Crowley, which is a major defense contractor operating in Cuba under the supervision of the Cuban military, They have the chairman in the chair in a House hearing, but neither Diaz-Balart nor Carlos Jimenez asks him any tough questions. The entire focus is on China. I think the people, my wife, as you know, is Cuban-American. Her father was a Cuban-American diplomat who had to defect after Batista fell. And we figured out that Fidel Castro was indeed a communist. But this is it's a cottage industry, in Miami, and I'm blowing the whistle on it. Alex, one other thing
I want to go back to this because, you know, here I am thinking, even though I know he's a Republican congressman, it's just so instinctive. It's Democrats because it's almost always Democrats that are Chi-Com agents and that are Cuban agents or that are taking money like Hillary, you know, actually from Putin for uranium one, all of it. Now we do have people, you know, like the evil turtle, Mitch McConnell, that he and his wife are on the Chi-Com payroll. So there are some Republicans on the Chi-Com payroll, but isn't that a rarity? Or are you saying that there may be more Republicans that are working for foreign governments like Cuba?
Well, in this particular case, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart was a Democrat, was the head of the Miami-Dade Young Democrats until the day before he decided to run for Congress as a Republican. His two brothers were congressmen before him. These people have dined out on their opposition to the Castro regime and its successors. But in the case of Mario, if you go into the Federal Election Commission reports, you find out that he's been getting huge contributions from Crowley, the defense contractor doing business in Cuba, or under the supervision of the Cuban military. Not a word of criticism from Mario Diaz-Balart. So I'm blowing the whistle on this whole thing. I wrote a major initial piece. I have a lot more coming in this regard. Alex, because of the John Bolton raid, obviously many people looking at the parallels between the 6 a.m. raid at my house and the raid on his home, the raid on his home had a reasonable probable cause. I believe that he is in possession of classified documents that under the law he's not entitled to have. In my case, they told two federal judges they had probable cause to charge me for conspiracy against the United States, counterfeiting, money laundering, wire fraud, mail fraud, treason, aiding and abetting a conspiracy before and after the fact. And as you know, once they got into all of my emails, all of my text messages, they found no evidence of that whatsoever. So for the last couple of days, I've been doing quite a few interviews pointing out the truth, which is I was arrested at 6:06 in the morning. At 6:22, Sarah Murray of CNN sent by text a draft of my criminal indictment to my attorney. Now, how could she have a draft? Well, if you look at the metadata tags on that document, you'll find the initials of the man who wrote it, corrupt federal prosecutor Andrew Weissman. Therefore, he's the man who leaked it. That's a felony. That is a felony to
okay,
leak
so let's
a-
expand on this. Let's do 35,000 foot view. Okay. We have Ed Martin. We have the task forces finally being put in place. People that are, you know, wanting quicker indictments. They've been trying to block the appointments. They've been trying to block the U.S. attorneys getting in. Trump's had to do all this reshuffling. They've had to get it ready. The grand juries are now open in Virginia. They're open in Pennsylvania. They're open in Missouri. They're open in New York. They're opening up in Florida. Ed Martin is crisscrossing the country. There's some other task force groups in there. And they have every intention, and they've found just insane stuff. And as you said, it is always the same players. It's Obama, Susan Rice, and a few others. And then it's Weissman and all of them under it. He was saying it's the same nest of people, whether it's the auto pen or whether it's Crossfire Hurricane, or whether it's suppressing Hunter Biden laptop, or whether it's all the censorship. It's the same little cabal, and they have every intention of indicting their ass up one side and down the other. What is your view on that? General Flynn's been a big pessimist. He says he believes it's not going to start happening. What the time frames are on that, Roger Stone.
Alex, I do believe it's going to happen. I think Bolton's role in all of this is important. Because on September 17th, 2018.
Yeah, let's explain. He's a liaison don't think of him as a Republican. He's a neocon liaison to the Democrat neocon deep state. Explain why the raid on him is so key, because we know from Gabbard's documents they released a month ago, I was hoping you're going there, that he knew Trump was innocent. He knew Crossfire Hurricane was made up by Obama. It wasn't just Hillary. They knew all that. And then he gave a fake briefing to Trump and kept in his safe the real intelligence he was given. Please continue, Roger.
On September 17, 2018, Donald Trump reversed his order to declassify the Crossfire Hurricane documents. He was persuaded by National Security Advisor Bolton and the FBI and the State Department and the NSA that it would put at risk some of our intelligence agents and that it would expose our methods and sources and that it would upset our allies, specifically the British. Who were they really protecting? None of those people. They were protecting themselves. So then on September 21st, President Trump reversed his order to declassify those documents. Then, as you know, towards the end of his term, Rick Grenell, who was then the acting director, national security advisor, director of national intelligence, convinced the president, no, you have to declassify these documents. And the order was given, but the bureaucrats in the deep state refused to carry it out. Now, finally, thanks to the persistence of President Trump and the meticulous nature of Tulsi Gabbard, all of that information has been released. Not all of it, most of it has been released. There's more, and the more is even more incendiary than what you've already seen. But there is no doubt whatsoever that there was a conspiracy, a seditious conspiracy, born in the Oval Office in September of 2017, in July of 2017, that Barack Obama was there, Joe Biden was there, Susan Rice was there.
2016.
Corrupt FBI director.
Yeah, Roger, Roger, you mean 2016.
I misspoke. Yes, I do think that justice is coming. I've been told by authoritative sources there are grand juries operating in South Florida that are operating in Washington, D.C., that are operating in New York, taking testimony, preparing indictments for these various criminals.
Well, I mean, let me tell you specifically what I was told by the main task force leader. He said, I get to say that. There's grand juries, the big ones, Virginia. Okay. And because, you know, that deals with the CIA and all that with what Gabbard got. And he said, I can't tell you the details. It's classified. But he said, Alex, this is a Saturday conversation. He said, Alex, it is the exact words. I didn't record it. But I was writing notes. He just said, it is, if you think what's been released so far was bad, in which he goes, it's damning. He goes, this is infinitely worse. And I said, what are the specifics? He said, obviously they're trying to mull through because it's all so classified, but he just said it is 100% a seditious conspiracy, right to the top, and they are screwed. And then obviously we're simpatico, we're both smart. And I'm like, and you don't care if this gets out because they already know, and you want their minions to know the jig is up, because exactly now is the time to start beating the drums. We're getting all these whistleblowers and people. And people, because I've seen listeners, well, why would you say they're getting ready to go after them too for income tax evasion? They'll know. It's in the taxes. They can't get out of it. We want them to know. We want the fox to hear the hounds coming. We want to stamp, okay? We want them to know. Roger, explain that.
Look, I think it is absolutely important to recognize just in the last 24 hours, thanks to President Trump's direction and the courageous actions of Bill Pulte, who is the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, we now know definitively that Lisa Cook, one of the Federal Reserve Board governors, engaged in mortgage fraud. She said that her home in Ann Arbor, Michigan, was her principal legal residence. That gave her a state tax break, a lower mortgage rate, and a lower insurance rate. And then, Alex, just 2 weeks later, she claimed that her home outside of Atlanta was her principal legal residence, which entitled her to another state tax break and a lower insurance rate and a lower mortgage rate.
And if you and I did that, we'd be in prison. So that's exactly what Martin said. I said, who's got the biggest balls? And he said, Gabbard and Pulte. And he said, absolutely. And he said, they've got their ass. Letitia James, all of them. They said, and I know you'll want to hear this, that, you know, they've got all of Jack Smith's emails and text messages now. I don't know if you've seen my reporting yesterday. He was going to set up a giant UN-style show trial where you don't even defend yourself. They try thousands at a time, and they were going to have like a real martial law, not even tribunal, but D.C. weaponized judicial tyranny and send thousands of people to prison. That was his real goal.
Well, it's interesting because I'm well aware of the fact that General Flynn has shown undisputed documentation of the fact that Jack Smith was taking massive bribes when he was at the International Court at The Hague. Why he's not under investigation for that, I'm really unclear. But this development regarding Lisa Cook, who the president fired last night, because the law says the president can fire a federal board governor for cause. Mortgage fraud is more than certainly cause. Now, she says this morning she won't resign, so I imagine that this will get resolved in the courts. If it goes to court in D.C., we know what will happen there, so it'll end up going to the Supreme Court. But here's why it's important. Right now, you have a 5-4 vote against cutting interest rates on the American people. Without Lisa Cook, and with a new nominee by President Donald Trump, you'll have a 5-4 board in favor of cutting interest rates on the American people. Meanwhile, Jerome Powell, the chairman, has his own legal problems because he very clearly lied under oath before the U.S. Senate regarding the $2.5 billion renovation of his already palatial headquarters on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. He specifically says, under oath, no, there's no private elevator for the federal board governors. There's no private dining room, no more fountains, no more marble, no lavish roof garden. You can go online and look at
these. And it's all there in the plans. And now, exactly, I can tell you, Martin's investigating that as well. Trump says he's removing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, citing his administration's allegations of mortgage fraud. Fed Governor Cook hires Hunter Biden's lawyer as Trump firing puts Powell back in hot seat. Uncharted waters. Trump attempts to take charge of the Fed. He's very close to doing it. So Trump is on the warpath. And from what I heard from another source, Trump said, I want a rampage. He knows that the clock's ticking before the midterms. He knows what people want. What's the right thing to do is mass indictments. And so, that's why we're not back 8 years ago when you and I were both saying, don't hold your breath, no indictments. It's totally different now. And our enemies know that. They're getting subpoenaed. They're getting FBI visits, folks. Just Trump doesn't, they don't call the media and do it like they did to Roger. It's going on. I know a lot more. I'm going to stop right there. And I tell listeners this, and a large portion of them, I'd say close to half, get mad at me and say, we don't want to hear about this. We just want to see it. It's an info war. The stuff Gabbard's released, the stuff Cash Patel's released, all this is devastating. This is all new. It just proves it all. We have to win the info war in the public ahead of the indictments, folks, so that the juries and the grand juries all know about it. This is very important. Now is the maximum effort. Now it's actually happening. Remember, I'm the guy that got attacked saying it wasn't happening 8 years ago and 7 years ago and 6 years ago and 5 years ago. Now I'm saying it is. Roger was pessimistic. Flynn was pessimistic. What are they saying? No, they say, no, we're told it's going down. But what about the question of how the enemy, what they're going to try to pull off to stop this? Because they know it's real. Even if the MAGA folks have become jaded, which I can understand, our enemy know it's real. What are they going to pull?
Yeah, Alex, I've never seen anything quite like the performance of Adam Schiff this weekend with the propagandist, what's her name, Welker. This guy lies with a straight face better than anybody I've ever seen. Asked about his mortgage fraud, let's be very clear. He claimed his condominium in Burbank, California, was his principal legal residence. He got a state tax break. He got a lower mortgage rate. He got a lower insurance rate. And then he claimed that his home in Potomac, Maryland, which he's refinanced 4 times, was his principal legal residence, getting, once again, a Maryland state tax break, a lower mortgage rate, and a lower insurance rate. When confronted, he says, no, no, that's all made up. They're just making this up. Like he made the Russian collusion hoax up. As is there, this is weaponization. They're going after me. They're going after the January 6th committee members. They're going after the former president and vice president. You're absolutely right, Adam. They are. You know why? Because you all broke the law. And thanks to Bill Polk.
What they claim we did, because they looked into my mortgage, yours, all of it. We're not going to spend all day what they did to us. It was, for everything you know, there's like 100 other things. Letitia James, I was told by a high-level federal official at the DOJ, I'm not going to say who, that they, you know, they have the taxes. They said it's 100% cut and dry on her ass. Mass tax evasion. Letitia James claims Trump is weaponizing justice in fraud case. Isn't that hilarious, Roger?
Yeah, there's a letter co-signed by all these Democrat attorney generals who I think can now be guaranteed that all of their mortgages will be looked at. Alex, here's what people don't understand. The Federal Housing Finance Administration refers hundreds of people every week, just average people, for mortgage fraud, for doing exactly what Letitia James and Adam Schiff and Lisa Cook have done. So they're not being singled out. This is not selective prosecution. Why should they not be treated like anyone else? They should. No one is above the law. Isn't that what they told us during Watergate? Isn't that what they told us when Trump was being prosecuted on bogus charges in New York State by Letitia James? Let's be very clear. She charged Trump with inflating the value of his assets in order to borrow money for commercial real estate loans, all of which he paid back on time, and the lenders made $40 million in interest. They all said, they weren't allowed to testify, of course, but had they been allowed to testify, they all said they would do the deal again tomorrow.
Yeah, no,
the
banks, Trump's a good guy to be business with. So let me ask you this. I mean, I know talking to the Justice Department, they know what's going to happen. As soon as these indictments start, they're going to activate Black Lives Matter and the whole Hamas crew. They're going to burn the country down. They know that. The Democrats, that's the Podesta plan. I know Trump knows that's coming. That's why he's prepositioning troops ahead of time, not as a police state, but as a counter to this. Your take on that?
Look, I think he's already demonstrated in the District of Columbia. I think he's about to demonstrate in the city of Chicago, where you have a national emergency. The president alone has the authority to declare what is and is not a national emergency, and therefore he has the ability to mobilize the National Guard. I've said this publicly. I think one of the president's errors in his first term, when BLM and Antifa was burning down half the country, some of his advisors convinced him to let the governors deal with it. The governors like Tim Walz, who did nothing, who delayed, to watch Minneapolis and St. Paul burn. That mistake will not be made again. Donald Trump recognizes that the first responsibility of the president of the United States is to maintain order. That, above all, to maintain order. He ran as the law and order candidate. If there is an uprising, as the retarded mayor of Chicago, this guy's dumb as a brick, said yesterday. First of all, he said, all of our rising crime problems are Richard Nixon's fault. Alex, Richard Nixon's been dead for 30-plus years. What's he talking about? And secondarily, he calls on the people to resist. Resist what? Making our neighborhood safe again? The president will stand for no nonsense. If there is an active illegal resistance, then the president will use the resources of the American government to maintain order.
Absolutely. Listen, I've had constitutional lawyers on. And they're like, it's all been upheld by courts, what he's doing with ICE and the National Guard. And it's a band-aid. We need to remove the source prosecutors. Do five more minutes with me. I want to bring up Epstein. And, you know, I want to move on to other things, but the Trump White House and DOJ keeps putting it front and center, like trying to sell people to forget about it. Well, the way you do that is to stop talking about it. You don't tee it up again, dumbasses. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, This isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultramethylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 50% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C Plus. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Issues with Roger Stone that let him get back to the important work he's doing. Then I've got all these huge stories we haven't gotten into yet that I'm going to be detailing and so much more here today. But Roger, big picture from all your sources and, you know, my sources, you know, saying this is a big deal, all these grand juries getting open to things. Quantify it for viewers and listeners. that heard all this 8 years ago, and we were the ones being pessimists then too. This is different this time, and the deep state hasn't been successful in blocking Flynn and you and I and many others out of the administration. No, we're being called, and others are being called by the administration, because it's not just Trump now. He's got way more patriots in this time. It's not perfect, but he's got 50 times what he had before. He had almost none before. They went in and cut you out, cut Flynn out, cut everybody out very quickly. This time he's got patriots that are dialed in, and the globalists have a big problem. How would you quantify that, or do you disagree?
No, Alex, I spoke to the Florida Republican Assembly this weekend as their keynote speaker, and I think I summed this up. Justice is very definitely coming. There are going to be indictments for seditious conspiracy to commit treason regarding the entire cabal. Put aside the question of Barack Obama, who, unless there's a retroactive impeachment, which is legally possible but politically and legally unlikely, Biden, Brennan, Comey, Rice, Rosenstein, Mueller, Weissman, McCabe, Samantha Powers, and others, I think are looking at serious criminal indictments. This is coming. We were not optimistic long ago. Today, it is absolutely clear that justice is going to be done, but this is important. The left will be keep saying, oh, this is revenge. This is retaliation. No, this is a recalibration of the scales of justice, where we were accused of crimes that we didn't commit, and they were set to send us away for a long, long time, where these people actually committed serious, seditious crimes for which they will now be punished. And what's making them apoplectic, Alex, is they know they're not going to be charged in D.C., where everything is wired and they're certain to be acquitted. They're going to be tried in a city where they'll get a fair trial. And in a fair trial, they'll be convicted because the evidence is overwhelming.
And again, I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear with our listeners, who I love, and most of them get this, but I love everybody, and I don't tell people positive things to just buoy stuff. I've always been a realist. I'd get accused when we were so down in the game years ago of being a fear porn dealer and a doom and gloomer. No, I respect people. I think they're just like me, and they need to know how serious something is, because I believe we're going to rally against it. And we've still got major problems, but Trump is doing so much good on so many fronts and has come through so much. That's when he does things that I don't agree with or bad advice. I get so pissed, not out of hate of Trump, but out of literally needing him for my own country, my own future. They want to put me in prison. They want to kill me. They want to kill Roger. The globalists hate us all, but those of us that have stood up to them, they really hate us, okay? So you're getting nothing but what I absolutely believe to be true, the very best analysis from my mind, from my heart. You're getting it unfiltered. This is life and death for Roger and I. They hate us so much, okay, because we helped quarterback Trump's first victory. And we're recognized as that, Roger and I, and him with the strategy and everything, and myself with the audience, but Roger working on that. This was all quarterback before, and they had all our phones tapped that came out. That's why they knew. That's like, get those son of a bitches, because we were quarterbacking this. And it has to happen. So I can tell you this. I am not Jesus Christ, so I can't tell you all these indictments are going to happen. I can tell you Trump in the meetings is, go find the crimes, go after them. He isn't managing it. And I can tell you from talking to not just Ed Martin, but others, and I'll leave it at that because the others want to be off the radar. Martin said, no, go ahead and say it's me. And he said, no, I'm going to come on soon. And that was a whole other story behind that. But he was telling him, he said, the problem isn't finding crimes. He said, we're in all their stuff now. The grand juries are operating. They're subpoenaing people. He said, it's ridiculous. They were operating like they never thought they'd get in trouble. And it's not just mortgage fraud and income tax fraud. It's foreign governments, money, spying, giggling, laughing, text messages, emails about censoring, suppressing, how they're going to get us, how they're going to have mass trials, how they're going to arrest all the Trump supporters, you know, how they could potentially put, you saw Democrats on the news say, we're going to put millions of Trump supporters in re-education camps. Hillary said that. These guys put it in emails, okay? So they're just deciding how to put this out right now. And I was like, let me guess, the reason this can be said now is because the enemy knows, the public needs to know we're going to war. And he said, that was the next thing I was going to say. The president understands it. I understand it. You understand it. This is a war, and even my best prosecutors still think we're in Kansas, and they, or in Missouri, they still think, no, they understand, this is 7 days a week, totally urgent. This is on a mission from God, folks, to quote the Blues Brothers. I mean, this is beyond epic, and he's got the people now. They've got the grand juries. Now, grand juries aren't rubber stamps. They're just debating, do we get them on this cut and dry, or we do the big seditious conspiracy that's more complex? And I agree with Martin. He was like, what do you think? And I said, he would ask me first, and he'd say, that's what we think. I say vaporize them on the process crimes. Anything you got is cut and dry, because as soon as we start the indictments, the enemy's already folding. And I already read the news. I already didn't talk to you before, but he said, no, he goes, my office is full of people. He goes, that's part of the headache. And he goes, I love it. But he goes, he has the auto pin people blew the whistle months ago. That's, I mean, they're already cutting and running, Roger. I'm ranting, but our enemy is dropping their shields. The old saying of Spartan women was, come home with your shields or on it. For people that don't know, your armor's heavy. So unlike the movie 300, they wore heavy armor. They weren't running around with their chest sticking out as bodybuilders. They had huge shields, all the rest of it. Part of the reason they were so hard to beat was they were tough and Spartans and, you know, trained hard, but also had armor on. And the point was, the women would say, and it's Greek history, come home with your shields or on it. Because if you're going to run and you're getting vanquished, you drop your shields and armor. No, it means you come home with your shields victorious, or you come home, because men would carry the dead soldiers over a shield. And that's where we are. We need to have that attitude of victory or death. Colonel Travis. Roger, I know I'm ranting. Your comments.
Alex, you got one more important comment to make. Yesterday, I did no less than 5 interviews, including my own show. And I could not have done it without Methylene Blue. This is the best product that I think InfoWars has ever created. You don't pay me to say this. You didn't ask me to say it. You didn't suggest that I say it. I'm just telling you, I was a huge fan of BrainForce and then BrainForce Plus, but this surpasses any of the positive effects of that. This gives me incredible energy, incredible focus, incredible vitality. It is really the best product you've ever produced, and I highly commend it to your audience.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I mean, if listeners knew what it does to 99% of people instantly with energy within 30 minutes, much less the long-term effects. And again, I knew that the Democrats and others were going after supplements like this 10 years ago. I would have put it out. But then Kennedy endorsed it in the studies, and I got back into it, and then we found the very best. It's not like speed or something, or coffee that has good benefits with benefits. It's nothing but good for your cells. We have the best, literally, and I know if I can just convince listeners to get it, it has an 80%+ reorder. Nobody has that because it works so good. Just briefly, since you brought it up, because I didn't plug last hour, God's working through you to get funding in here. Can you just briefly describe to people, because I later learned you ordered it yourself. I said, oh, you got Methylene Blue? And he said, yeah, I ordered it myself. And I was like, wow, well, we would have just sent you some. That's kind of a smart thing. Send it to other people. See, if it works so good, I should send it to people. I think we should do that to a bunch of other talk show hosts. And what did it do when you got it the first time you tried it?
It was almost immediate. That's the most amazing thing. I had a boost in energy, but I had a boost in mental clarity. I had also a very good kind of sense of well-being. It really is the best product I think you've ever produced. I do have to explain to my wife why my tongue is blue. That's an ongoing problem. But it's so good. I got a bottle for my son, who's a police officer. I got a bottle for my daughter, who's a nurse. Registered nurse. This is a great, great product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, thank you, Roger. But just briefly, just to answer my question, you heard my whole rant about how epic this is. We're not the Q people 8 years ago saying Hillary's been executed. You know, the Easter, you know, JFK Jr. is coming back to lead us to Valhalla. We were the ones saying, no, we're totally under attack. You told me privately a month before the election, 2020, you said Trump's going to lose, but don't quote that. Not because he's going to lose. The landslide will not be as big. The polls aren't as landslide. They have baked in 10% fraud on average, which has all been proven now. He's got to have 10, 15 points to override them because of the Q stuff. They all believe he's invincible. It's 15,000 trillion gazillion beyond God chess. You know, there's Q, God, and then Trump, and then, you know, JFK Jr., who's with us right now. He's actually sitting on the table. And it killed us. And it was a psyop. It was a global operation. We know that. Well, now it's the opposite of that. Now they don't. I tell listeners, hey, there's these grand juries. Ed Martin, here's where they are. And they go, oh, yeah, all right. You talked to Ed Martin. Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah, all right. You know, they don't understand, like, we're making a real move now, and that means the enemy's dangerous. So you kind of mentioned that, but just in general, how would you describe where we are now, how Trump's different, and other ways you think the Democrats are going to strike back? Because they're not going to give up without a fight.
You know, Alex, I sensed in Donald Trump, who I've known for 50 years, a subtle change after the events of Butler, Pennsylvania. First of all, I noticed there was a greater serenity about him. He now realizes absolutely that he's protected by the armor of God, that his life was spared for this moment. But secondarily, a much greater sense of urgency. He knows he's got 4 years constitutionally. I don't care what Steve Bannon says. Cannot run again. Will not run again. Is not planning to run again. He's got 4 years to carry out the mandate of the American people. And he's working at breakneck speed. What'd they tell us? Oh, when he goes to try to renegotiate these tariff deals, inflation is going to soar out of control, unemployment is going to skyrocket, and the stock market will crash. None of those things have happened. In fact, just the opposite has happened. The dollar is sound. We have a record Dow. Unemployment and inflation remain acceptably low. Our only problem is we have a lawyer who's the head of the Federal Reserve Board who refuses to cut interest rates, even though the inflation rate and the unemployment rate are either at the same level or lower than they were the last four times the Fed cut rates. That's why these charges against Lisa Cook are so vitally important. Changes the balance on the Federal Reserve. If Donald Trump can get the interest cut rate that the federal indicators indicate is completely appropriate, this economy will take off like never before.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love how Trump's trying to fire this obviously corrupt Cook lady caught dead to rights there on the New York Fed board, because he gets rid of her, he gets control. No president ever made a run at the Federal Reserve other than Kennedy. And he issued billions. Was it $5 billion or the first $10 billion in $5 bills that said U.S. notes, not Federal Reserve notes? One of the contributing reasons they killed him, because I know from the witnesses that were there at the meetings with the LBJ and what he told his mistress, Madeleine Duncan Brown. You got the two guys here, for people that don't know. Like, I'm not even bragging. It's just weird in my life that Roger Stone's exposed more of about Kennedy and broke more of the original intel than anybody else other than me, and Trump releasing documents. So it's Trump, Roger Stone, Alex Jones. It's just bizarre that growing up in Dallas, being born in Parkland, where Kennedy's dead body was taken and all of it, like, I'd be at the center of that, releasing the eyewitness tapes and the head CIA hitman on the ground, who's also the head plumber, his deathbed confession. I mean, it's just, we know. And now this is all on the open, and Trump is making a real run at these guys because he knows he has the votes in Congress to repeal the Federal Reserve Act, only way to do it. But instead, he's literally doing a hostile corporate America takeover of the son of a bitch, and he's so close to it. That right there puts him into mega danger zone, doesn't it, Roger?
Well, it does, Alex. I'll say one thing is very interesting. Tomorrow, August 27th, is my birthday. It's also the birthday of Lyndon Baines Johnson. The man who I was bold enough to nail as the head of a conspiracy that involved the CIA, organized crime, big Texas oil, and certain financial interests at a minimum.
And by the way, for those who don't know, your book came out how many decades ago? It's now
2013.
Yeah, so the men who killed Kennedy is now literally all been proven by declassification and eyewitnesses. It's like, how did you nail it? Like, your book is recognized, people that don't know, by the JFK research community, is like the Nostradamus.
And you want to get the paperback version because it has three extra chapters that I wrote after the hardcover. But this became a New York Times bestseller. Three different publishers told me no one will ever buy this book. It has no commercial appeal. And then it almost immediately became a New York Times bestseller. The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. If you want to get it, just go to themanwhokilledkennedy.com.
The man.
Themanwhokilledkennedy.com. Tomorrow is going to be an important anniversary, the birthday of both myself and Lyndon Baines Johnson. How ironic.
And that's really when the deep state fully took over, was the killing of Kennedy.
There's no question. That is the beginning. Eisenhower tries to warn us. Listen very carefully to that great oration where he talks about the unaccumulated of the accumulated power of these unelected bureaucrats in the defense industry, in the government, in the think tanks, in the academia. He tried to warn us what was coming. And of course he was exactly right. So I think November 22nd, 1963 is the beginning of the deep state takeover. 1960 is the last election uncontrolled, even though I think there are irregularities. They're not controlled by the deep state. I think our government has been controlled by the deep state up until 2016, when most improbably, out of nowhere, comes a rambunctious, boisterous, a very gutsy New York businessman, and the professional politicians laugh at him. Donald Trump for president, that's a joke. They didn't understand how tough he is, how resilient he is, how courageous he is, how much energy he has, how much stamina he has. And you know this, Alex, no president has ever been elected, then lost re-election in a disputed re-election, and come back to win the White House, with one exception, Grover Cleveland, a conservative Democrat and a New Yorker like Donald Trump.
That's right. Teddy Roosevelt tried. He was a great guy and failed. StoneZone.com. Thank you so much, Roger.
Great to be with you, Alex.
All right. I'm going to come back with all the news I mentioned, but I haven't hit all the other breaking stuff next hour. But I'm gonna speak about something right now. My dad, David Jones, undoubtedly, in general wide spectrum knowledge, is the smartest, most informed person I've ever met, and I've known a lot of people. And I obviously would not be here today without him. And he's such a good, loving, strong man. And, you know, starting about a year ago, my mom's like, hey, why are you falling down? Why are you drooling? What, you know, what's going on? Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. And finally, he was in a car wreck about 5-6 months ago. Finally got the neurology stuff, finally went to the doctors. And there's two arteries going in the brainstem. One of them's blocked. And they said, we're surprised. I've read the neurology reports. He even opened his hands or walk. He's like trying to fix the house and all this other stuff. Literally just powering through and never complaining. And I added the point, they knew this when this happened, the car wreck 5-6 months ago, and they knew the neurology reports. As soon as they found out, because the Democrats have been suing him, claiming he has hidden money, which has already been proven not to happen, they sued him more. Going, oh, he's sick. Let's do it more. I mean, these are sick people. Okay? I just want you to know the type of scum we're talking about. I mean, the trash of the earth, the true wolves that go after the hurt lamb. But that's okay. They think doing stuff like that to me is going to get me to give up or stop. Yeah, you just lit an even more ferocious fire. And you and all of the persecution of my family and suing my wife and all the rest of it has only, you know, made us stronger. But for whatever reason, his father, amazing guy, Jerry Jones, almost died when his aorta burst. But he lived, which is rare. And my dad's is, you know, got a big balloon on it and close to blowing. So he's decided to have open heart surgery tomorrow, which is totally separate to the brainstem. And the doctors are like, you got to, you know, sign forms to do this because, you know, you already got brain flow problems. And then you're going to do this open heart surgery. You add those two together. But, you know, so I need you to pray for my dad because it's a very dangerous prognosis. And, you know, it's his decision to do that with all of the things that are happening. I'm just frustrated because he's a very private person. In the last few years, I've been so busy. I wanted to go set up a camera sometime and interview him again to talk about a lot of stuff, you know, before he either, you know, becomes, let's just say, not as sharp as he was, which has now happened, or dies. But he's still, there's still pieces, you know, there's still, he comes back. But it's because part of the blood's not going to his brain. And so it's like he's there and then he's gone. And so I'm going to, you know, take off the next few days. Hopefully if it goes well, I can be back soon. But just, I got to take care of my dad. I've been extremely guilty that I've been up here working as hard as ever and not spending time with him. I spent a little bit more time. But we're fighting for the future and our children. and he's told me he wants me to, you know, not spend as much time with him, even though I've been spending more time. He says the mission is more important. And so, you know, even if it goes bad tomorrow, then I'm just going to leave him there, and I'm going to come here and fight. That's his request. If it goes well, I'll come back. But, you know, that's just how this is, and I'm going to do what he wants me to do. But, you know, this fight is very, very important, and we've got a lot of amazing things that are happening. But I'll just add this. You know, my dad didn't take the COVID shots, neither did my mother. We know if you take them, you get COVID. It's worse, you know, all the rest of it. But he got them, whatever that second variant was, the same one I got. And that's when, you know, it really wiped his brain. Took him a year to even come back partly. Same thing happened to Rob Dew. He came back all the way with a lot of glutathione and all the other stuff. But that's just another thing. You know, thank you, Fauci. Thank you, Obama, creating that. Thank you, Bill Gates. You know, thank you. You know, that's just more of the casualties in this fight. And that's why we have to protect the children and the future generations from these mass murderers. And that's why we do what we do here. So all I ask the listeners to do is to pray for my dad, David Ross Jones, and to spread the word about the broadcast, because that's where all the power is. And that's what the enemy doesn't want. And to also support us financially while you get amazing products at the same time. I mean, I don't sell you anything that doesn't do great things for you. I mean, hey, that's a smart business strategy. A salesman that's a good salesman wants to sell the best product. What's a smart salesman do? Sells a good product. You want to be a chef. You want to be at the best restaurant. I mean, this ain't rocket science. You want to be a car dealer. You want to work with the hottest cars, the best cars. I mean, it's not. Supplements are the fastest growing industry other than AI decade after decade because they work. Even the crappy ones. I mean, 4% turmeric does great for inflammation and health. We got 95% cumanoid. You have to eat a whole bottle of regular turmeric, what one of our pills does. Our methylene blue, the best. Our Shilajit, the best. Our Hashimoto's, the best. Our heart detox, spike protein detox, it's just overall good for the heart. Ultimate Life Force, the best. The top best-selling brands made by top scientists, we just fuse them together. So it's a horse pill. It's all game-changing. It's all amazing. So I get the media's flooded with advertisements and flooded with political stuff and flooded with this and that. This is a different broadcast. We've been attacked by the top Democrat law firms and Senator Blumenthal and the CIA and the Justice Department because we actually do research. We got their number. We got their name. Like Sergeant Hartman tells Private Pyle, I got your ass. They know I can't be bought. They know I can't be intimidated. They know I won't stop ever unless you, the variable, don't support me. I will keep coming and coming and coming, and the more I get attacked, the stronger I get until I die. And it's actually leveling up the last few years of their attacks and just deciding. It's almost like I'm embarrassed to like just step into the bleh. And now doing this to my dad, I can't help it. I'm leveling up. Get ready, folks. It's over. I'm just going to go ahead and just really, really show you. I pledge this total destruction of the globalist on my eternal soul. And I pledge my heart, mind, and soul to Christ forever and commit myself to God's plan, and I am in God's hands. But God works through you, so empower us now!
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw 3-1, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process of the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It has the jurisdiction over the CIA and the NSA. It's geographic, remember that. They separated the power so you couldn't get one central group. But the Southern District of New York or D.C. persecuting everyone, but the Democrats tried. No, Ed Martin's doing it the normal right way in those jurisdictions where there's actual red-blooded people, not 97% Democrat like D.C. Got a little bit of a problem? But I get it. You hear the, we made videos, Rob Dew and I did like 6-7 years ago. We were already on this thing. It's bullcrap. Where he would use the clip. In fact, if, I know Dew's here. Have him find one of those old, we did a bunch of videos, reports, where we would show like different movies where they say 2 weeks, like Total Recall, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. And we just show 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and then cut to like Fox News, 2 weeks.
The release of the DOJ Inspector General's report on deep state FISA abuse, that's coming in just 2 weeks.
It's 2 short weeks.
The message from the market the last 2 weeks.
It'll take 2 weeks. Here's your pomade.
2 weeks? That don't do me no good.
People have been waiting for the final report on what happened with this. What can you tell us?
2 weeks.
How long do you think all that'll take?
2 weeks.
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
It takes some time.
Are you having a couple of weeks?
2 weeks.
It takes some time to build the case.
It doesn't have to be today. It can be tomorrow. And it can be in 2 weeks from now.
My source said to me,
2 weeks.
It's going to be worse than you can imagine.
And we're only 2 weeks in.
Just stay tuned.
2 weeks.
And we should expect its release.
You have it in a couple of weeks.
About 2 weeks.
I would say 2 weeks would be the maximum.
Weeks from now, you're going to see the Horowitz report.
Yeah. Hit this place a geographical oddity. 2 weeks from everywhere.
That is a heck of a tease, Victoria. That I'm already chomping at the bit to get the thing.
Maybe in 100 years from now, maybe in 2 weeks. Who knows?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
About 2 weeks. About 2 weeks.
You sound like a parakeet there. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks from everywhere.
I think you might say we've heard all of that before.
2 weeks!
They all have a memory, including us. 2 weeks, and we forget.
The indictments. 2 weeks! 2 weeks! I'm like, it's not true! Ah! Ah! Remember? In fact, no, people don't remember. A lot of you weren't tuned in then. I'll show you me saying it wasn't happening then. Remember, I'm the guy that likes to be right. I'm the guy that's right more than anybody else, okay? And we're not like wishing this into existence. It's still a battle. But the deep state's dangerous now. They know they're getting subpoenaed. They know they're getting raided. They know this stuff's going on. They know the documents are being released. So they're very dangerous right now. People didn't do this 8 years ago because it's dangerous to go after them. It's like, hey, we're in charge. We'll leave you alone. Move along. Oh, sure, we will. Meanwhile, stab in the back, stab in the back, stab in the back. Trump is going to war with them. So I know it's intellectually fun to just sit in a corner in a field position, suck your thumb, and go, I don't care. I don't even support Republicans anymore. I hope Gavin Newsom wins. It's all over. They're all traitors. I don't care about all the good things happening. It's too intellectual and too smart to know all the facts. I don't even know how grand juries work. I don't even care. I've heard this a million times about grand juries. Yeah, and I told you it was bullcrap. They're publicly open now, and I've learned more of them from the guy that runs them. Comprende?
What did you do to Alex Jones? What did you do to Alex Jones? Did you just bite his nose off? Yes, you did. Yeah, this is his nose. Yeah, Mama's gonna hold on to that, okay? That was very vicious of you. And she did not deserve that. Can I have that back, please? Can I please have Mr. Jones' nose? Oh, yes. You're kind of scary. Can I see him? Oh, very sad. Yeah.
I'm actually envious of Wilson, one of our great editors here. That's his wife and his baby. I am. I'm envious. I want more babies.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, the Democrat deep state thinks intensifying attacks on my family, my parents, and others with lawfare is going to make me stop doing what I'm doing. I'm doing extra shows. I'm working harder. I'm committing to doing, working out harder, eating healthier, living longer. So that while I am living in our republic that's been saved and we stopped nuclear war, you're going to be in a supermax prison. Believe it. So just know that. All right, here's the deal. The UN, the globalists, the big corporations are threatened by Western civilization because that's where due process and private property and all of this amazing success comes from. And the globalists are social Darwinists, eugenicists, transhumanists, and they're like, why should we have all these people, millions of people running around going, you know, to the movies and going to the park and getting on planes and flying to the Caribbean and having kids and swimming pools? You're eating our resources. We're just going to dumb you down, poison society, destroy the social safety net, and collapse civilization into a post-industrial world. That's the official UN plan. And they go, well, what are the weaknesses of the West? Well, the West is Christian. Even people don't follow that overall idea. It's, you know, be nice to the weak people, you know, help folks, be Christ-like. That's part of what Christ said. He also balanced it. It said stand up to tyrants. And they said, well, just take over the churches with NGO money and open the borders up and bring in third world populations and then brainwash those populations that you sign up for welfare and everything and get set to vote to hate white people that are 7% of the world's population. If you live in one of the few white, so-called white countries, it's half white now, you see a bunch of white people. You don't see that anywhere else. There's 9 billion people, folks, and less than a billion are white. And so the globalists don't like the Renaissance. They don't like Christendom. And so how do you undermine capitalism? How do you undermine free laissez-faire societies? You attach it to whiteness, which is where it comes from. But you attach it to that and say it's colonial, it's evil, it's oppressive. And it certainly wasn't perfect, but it was better than all the other systems. The best house in a bad neighborhood, which is why everybody else in the world adopted the science and the dress and the systems, because it was far superior. I know so many leftist black activists that actually go on one of these junkets to Africa. And to, and the worst place they go, the more they come back and they go, whoa, I was wrong about all this. I see the videos all the time. I'm a black professor. I've never been to Africa. I went over there and they got all these underclasses and you got blacks with blacks as slaves. And my God, and they got Arabs running the slave trade out of Libya and out of Somalia. And I went and then studied the history books and I found out white people are the ones that started trying to ban slavery. It doesn't mean white people are flapping around like angels either. But I mean, we certainly ain't the meanest, nastiest folks around on average. Evidenced by everybody trying to get into whatever we built. And you can say, well, the black people helped build it too. Damn right, you're an American. Black folks were in the Revolutionary War. Black folks did invent a lot of the stuff we got. And I'm not endorsing the horrible degradations blacks went through. It was happening all over the world, but it happened here. But you notice the more they were put under degradation, it produced those people. Because that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So I don't endorse those things that were done to them, but Louis Farrakhan will tell you, 70 years ago, black people had lower illegitimacy than white people. Black people owned their own hotels, their own restaurants, their own law firms, their own schools, their own colleges, their own everything. And they were doing real good. Doesn't mean I defend Jim Crow, but it was all clear cut. You're a second-class citizen, you're suppressed, you don't get any help, and what happened? They got stronger. You can use the archetypal analogy from the first Conan movie, made by the great Millis, and written by Millis. It's not a true story, but it's a composite of the way the world works. Does Conan get tougher being a slave and going through all that hell, or does he get weaker? He gets tougher. Now you see the bigger nanny state against everybody. Black, white, doesn't matter. They want to act like they're trying to help you, but they really want to give you a poison shot that debilitates you, sterilizes you, lowers your IQ. They'll put fluoride in your water. And all the studies out on wireless and 5G hurting kids, they're attacking all us, folks. But when you look at Europe and the Kalergi plan, that's an official plan, and you look at the UK, the plan is to bring in the most destructive cultures that will not integrate. 80%+ of the migrants to Europe and the UK in the last 15 years are Muslim men below the age of 30 who thousands of times a day just stab white people in the necks and head. I mean, I can show you every day 50 new videos. And if you show those videos in Germany, you get arrested. 80%+ of the Muslims that have been brought in these programs never get a job. They just sign up for welfare. They start drug dealing, sex slavery, everything. Because under Islam, you can do anything you want to a kafir, a profane. In the Quran, Muhammad says black Africans are subhuman kafirs and raisin heads. That's what he called them. And that they had no rights and that you could, but you couldn't under Islamic law take a black man as a slave unless you cut his genitals off. That was the old fashioned transgenderism. Look up Islam and eunuchs. Yeah, you see the Muslim sheikhs are still protected by the big black men? They don't have balls. But it doesn't matter. They promoted Islam and the prisons and everywhere else for black folks. Oh, this is a religion for you. If there's a religion, if there's a group that's the Mac Daddy, OG, kingpin, most valuable player for slavery, it is Islam. Islam doesn't even hide that. But you notice the brainwashing. The average white person, the average black person in America literally believes slavery only exists in the West and that Islam is the black man's friend. The truth is, all these cultures are ultra-racist. You know these Muslim countries, they're not marrying anybody but their people. You go to Israel, they got laws. They'll arrest you, fine you, imprison you, and then deport you if you are, say, a Russian or a Libyan or black, white, it doesn't matter. You try to marry a Jewish man or woman, your ass is going to get thrown in prison so fast, it'll make your head spin. And my point is, I'm not even here to bash Israel. My point is, why do we get to hear about how America's racist all day when Israel is a race, ethno state? I can show you hours of Muslims. Their favorite thing is to stab babies in baby carriages. It happens every day. You know, a redneck in East Texas or Alabama or Minnesota, a white guy, he just wants to go hunting and fishing. Well, for a Muslim man, these invader groups, their pastime stabbing babies in baby carriages. Or it's intimidating and grabbing your 9-year-old out of the playground, your 8-year-old, dragging her off, putting her on drugs, raping her, and putting her out for prostitution. And then the local police, run by Starmer, who set it all up, are in on it. They come rape your kid, too. So you wonder why the UK police act like that, because most of them raped children with the Muslims. Even small towns like 10,000 people in the UK, up to 1,000, like the majority of the children are literally just disappeared. And a lot of times they just kill them in the back, and the big joke with the Muslims is they cut them up and sell them as kebab meat. Hero plates. Look it up. I know if you're a new listener, you hear this, you go, yeah, you think I can come up with that stuff? I remember Harry Shearer was on a national TV documentary 20 years ago. They said, yeah, me and my son started listening to Alex Jones on shortwave, and I got to say, he's like the greatest fiction writer I've ever heard. The stuff he comes up with, it's just riveting. It's mesmerizing. If he wanted to be bigger than Stephen King, he would, but he chooses to just make all this up. You think I made that up? You think I came up with that? No, I didn't come up with any of it. I'm reporting on what's happening. So the UK is ready to blow. And the left thought they'd bring in this class of civilizations just like Germany and the rest of it with Islam. And then when things started collapsing, we're going to total police state to referee the groups. That's how they control prisons here. You got the Hispanics, blacks, and whites. The warden, has bosses. The white boss, the black boss, the Hispanic boss, in some areas where there's Asians, you'll have to work in four groups, who report to the warden. And they get special deals and things. And they don't even have many jail guards because the inmates run the prison. So the left thought they'd bring in 10-15% Islamicists and that all of Europe would roll over to the censorship and control. But people have figured it out. And Elon Musk has figured it out. And so now you have these young girls all over Scotland, Ireland, and England, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, that try to go to the bus stop or try to go see their grandma across the street. And the Muslim men come in, start grabbing them, start trying to throw them into a van. And so the girls go home to daddy's tool shed and they get a knife. Because, see, they got that old Scottish instinct that's been glazed over and hidden, but suddenly it just came back. The old survival instincts just came back. And now they've arrested her, SWAT teamed her, and they're promising decades in prison for this little girl. Because she didn't get in the van. so the Pakistani men, 20 a day, could rape her. And the corrupt police could come by and rape her, too. That's what they do, is come out. How'd Tommy Robinson the last 15 years get put in prison over and over again? He owned a tanning salon in a little British town. And they tried to pick up his 9-year-old cousin. And he found out they had girls down the street as young as 5 getting gang raped. And he spoke up, so they came by to start a fight with him. 3 or 4 of them, and he fought back and beat their ass. And so they went and got the police, and they arrested Tommy Robinson. They call it Asian grooming gangs. Remember how we heard a few years ago? Epidemic of whites attacking Asians. It literally, statistically, doesn't even exist, really. There's like a few dozen whites attack Asians a year. They're not Asians. You think like Korean or Vietnamese or Chinese. Asians commit white-collar fraud at about the average level. Violent crime, there is even a heartbeat. And whites attacking Asians, again, barely a heartbeat, but you got to really have a stethoscope and listen very closely. I mean, it's like rare. Black on Asian crime, through the roof. So they call it, in public service announcements paid for by the Obama third term, Biden, the epidemic. So my point is, people ask, well, is I can do this all day. I can do 5 hours, 10 hours a day just of whites being attacked. I'm not even, most black people, most Hispanics, most whatever, they're not out attacking people, even most Muslims. But the statistics with the Muslims are the highest. A tiny group of Muslim men are committing most of it in Europe. And it's because the media covers it up. They promote it. It's part of the culture. So whereas the Native Americans hunted buffalo, Muslims in their no-go zones in Europe, they hunt us because we're taught to not fight back. We're taught to not speak out. If we do, we get arrested. Whalers, they almost got extinct, and called the right whale, a large baleen whale, the right whale because it's sweet, it's nice, it's slow, it doesn't run. And you can go up and harpoon it and haul it up. It's the right whale because it's easy to kill. But this little girl committed the cardinal sin, it's being reported, after every time she tried to go to school or anywhere, here come the Muslim men, because they're just, I mean, I've been in the UK, not in 4 or 5 years, but it was bad then. You go to London, even other areas, and you're just videotaping Big Ben, and Muslims walk over, and they go, you don't videotape me, I kick your ass, you scum, you white scum. And I'm from Texas, so I say, hey, buddy, I'm just taping Big Ben. They get my face and say, hey, listen, if you put my hands, you put your hands on me, I'm going to beat your ass. They go, oh, 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 oh. See, I'm not one of the domesticated people in the UK. Maybe you call them, you know, the hoodlums or whatever over there. The folks like to get in fights at the soccer games. Well, guess what? The few people that still want to fight back over there, they ain't going to fight back at soccer games no more. They're going to fight back against you. But every time I've been in London, going back 30 years, Muslims will walk over and talk trash at you at a restaurant, at a bus stop, the street. They want, because they're used to it. And the Brits are so trained to be so gentlemanly and so nice, because that's a class thing back then. You didn't get to court. You didn't get a job unless you were very polite and very nice. So that's part of their domestication, the Irish and the Brits and the Welsh and the Scots. It's all imperial conditioning, because they should be, like, you know, very aggressive people. But all those genes and all those instincts are right there below the surface. You see, and now they're coming out. And I predict when the UK finally blows, and I think it's close, it is going to be spectacular. Because it is a free-for-all over there. I mean, and I've had like groups of 4 or 5 Muslims for no reason just talk crap to me. Because, you know, I'm walking by, I got a good-looking woman with me, and, you know, a camera crew, my wife with me, and they'll shoot their mouth off, and I'll turn around, and they'll talk more crap, and as soon as they realize I'm not scared, it's not that I'm that intimidating, it's that they're so used to groveling fear, they don't know what happens when somebody turns around that's ready to take their head and bounce it off the concrete till their brains are on the ground. And the analogy of these Islamists is the same for the left. They're so used to everybody putting up with their bullying and bowing down that they're so scared of people that don't know how it's going to end, like I've said, but if you want to fight, you came to the right place. Because I don't know how to bend over to you. I don't know how to run. When God gave us the fight and flight, I didn't get the flight gene. I'm not about to kill you because I want to. You're threatening me. My body wants to kill you. Because my ancestors survived, because when they got attacked, they would kill. So if you want to get killed, you're entering the right department. My ancestors didn't get the British brainwashing treatment in the last 300 years. That's why we came here. We got sheep-dipped into going wild again. And that's what we all need to do. I don't care what color you are. You're under globalist attack to the food, the water, the electromagnetics, the culture. Protect your children. Protect yourselves. We got to stop fighting with each other. We got to take on the globalists. But they have brainwashed hordes of people to be anti-Western and anti-white who are too dumbed down and too stupid to understand it. So we're still going to have to deal with them. And that means if they start their war, they'll get their war. But I'll tell you, I can feel it metaphysically. In Europe, in the United States, in the Western world, in the UK. The public didn't surrender there. They were asleep. And now that the public realizes that they've essentially surrendered and there's no hope but standing up to the political correctness and the bullying and being arrested, if you even criticize the government in any way, we have videos where they arrest people for flying the King George flag, the old English flag, the Scottish flags, all of them. That's good. Oppress them, arrest them, show them. Oh, you try to come into a bar and you're wearing a pro-England or Scotland shirt, you get kicked out. I was covering Bilderberg, like wherever it was, 10, 15 years ago, whenever it was in the UK, north of London. And we're like 5 miles away, and we go in this restaurant with myself and the crew. And a bunch of the British folks that had been with us at the rally, we had like thousands there, followed us. A few of them came in. We're all being nice. But a few of them were wearing the King George flag shirts. And I remember the Muslim that owned and ran the restaurant, he goes, "You are not welcome. What you're wearing, get out of my place." And we're like, "Yeah, we'll leave." He went, now, I'm calling the police. He got really aggressive in my face. And I said, "Well, go ahead and call the police then. We're leaving. We're not going to have a confrontation with you." But he has a chip on his shoulder. He has an inferiority complex. He knows his culture sucks. He knows his mother's a slave. He knows he doesn't like these powerful people. He is a parasite. And you're never going to get him to be your friend. So I have been in a restaurant bar. And not even understood it until I looked around. He's like, "That shirt, that white shirt with a red cross, because it's a crusader cross, and it's who we are." And the crusades were a response to 600 years of Muslim invasions and millions dead. And he's an invader. He's not a guy with a Muslim background wearing a crusader shirt. He's not embracing the superior culture. He doesn't want to join our team. He's against us, and there's nothing we can do about that. We are the conquerors that have now been asleep, being conquered. These guys have an inferiority complex and don't believe they'll ever be anybody until they can mount our head on a wall, and they're not going to go away. So, we in the West have become soft, myself included. We become fat. We're a shadow of our former selves. But spiritually, these people that weren't given what we've been given do not like us. But we're rediscovering who we are. And now little girls, 9-year-olds, 7-year-olds that fight back with a butcher knife from their mommy's kitchen when the Muslims want to drag them away are terrorists. Good. You've got your Islamic jihadist inbred scumbag as your poster boy starmer. We have the 8-year-old girl. We'll be right back. Stay with you. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Show you this young girl, single digit age, who's now been arrested, charged with, you know, being basically a terrorist because she doesn't want packs of Muslims to grab her and drag her away. And I can show you countless videos of them doing it. Look into the, quote, Muslim grooming gangs. No, Muslim grooming gangs. Muslim. And so what an iconic image of the hatchet and the butcher knife. Big article on Infowars.com that breaks it down well. Musk, why are they allowing the rape of Europe? They're not allowing it. You know, he goes further, you know, because Trump would say, oh, it's an accident. They're idiots. No, they're not allowing it. They're running it. Why are the globalists running the rape of Europe? There's another girl here that they were also trying to grab. It's 9. This girl's 14. Charged after bladed weapon incident in Dundee. The incident involved a migrant, an illegal alien, recording her. Police were called to St. Anne Lane just after Cooper August Road in Loshi after 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. Several police cars attended the scene. Police in Scotland spokesperson said around 7:40 p.m. on Saturday, we received a report of a female youth blade weapon. Officers attended, and the 14-year-old girl was charged in connection. The girl who was arrested in St. Anne Lane yesterday for brandishing a knife and an axe and was allegedly defending her friend who was allegedly attacked by the two people in the image below. My daughter's friend, who was 13 years old, just got attacked by these two people in Loki. They were trying to chat up the girl's 12-year-old sister, so she told them to leave her alone, and the two jumped on her. My daughter was with her and called the police. Her friend is 13 years old in the hospital now. These people now with police, but also now conveniently can't speak English anymore. And I'm not saying it's a Muslim grooming gang. That's just their main business. So this is the planned invasion. Tommy Robinson reposted Elon Musk. I would like to help fund legal actions against corrupt officials who aid and abet the rape of Britain per the official government inquiry. Please reply below for consideration. One rape gang inquiry has totally released research detailing 85 local authorities in which the gang-based sexual exploitation of children is taking place or has historically done so, putting thousands of girls per town. And there's a whole map of this. Tommy Robinson secretly recorded in court hearings them covering it up. That's why he just was put in solitary confinement. Tommy Robinson says revolution's coming. Nothing can stop it. The silent majority will be silent no longer. Join us in our Standing Against Tyranny on September 13th. He's begged me to go, and I would go if my dad wasn't so ill, but I'm tempted to still go. And then even if they, you know, arrest me and stop me coming to the country to be peaceful and cover it, it's okay. It's a victory, too, because it shows the tyrants there. Rape gangs operated in at least 85 areas of the country. That is the reality. Meanwhile, right-wing surge in Dutch elections after teen's murder. Syrian man, this is just today, Belgium says age difference not a problem in his culture after being prosecuted for raping two minors, including a 14-year-old pregnant wife. Ukrainian raped in France. African arrested. It just goes on and on. Is this the beginning of the English Revolution? Yes. And nothing the globalists are going to do is going to stop this. And then all these leftists and all these Islamists can go back to their wonderful, heavenly Islamic countries. But no, they're here to make us go under Islam. So here's people being kicked out of a restaurant pub for wearing the actual English flag, King George flag. And now they even let people fly the Union Jack in your own country. Then we'll show the girl trying to protect her friend who was, now we learned, was beaten up. And she goes out and is hunted, so she starts coming out with weapons. And that's the great crime, defending yourself against Islam, the sword of the globalists and the NGOs. Here it is.
Why don't let you in? Because you've got England flags on.
Yes,
not letting people in because of England flags. Why?
Because it's a simple rule by management.
Simple rule by management.
I request that you don't video our staff, please. It's a kind request.
Nah, I'm not asking you why you're not letting people in with England flags
I'm
in England.
I'm happy to serve everyone to long normal class.
No, I just want to put it online and show that. This pub, what is this pub?
The Manor.
I'm happy
and their management are refusing people with England flags.
We are not involving ourselves in any of these protests.
Yeah, it's not a protest, so I have to take my England flag off to come into an establishment in England. Madness, isn't it?
Jen's happy to serve you again, but
do you not think there's an issue with that? Like, can you not understand why people might be upset by that? What if I had an England flag, a shirt on? Would that be alright?
Jen, again, I'm happy to serve you.
If I had an English flag, would that be alright? If I had a Palestinian flag on, would that be alright to come in?
Oh, yeah, you'd be sweating it.
Oh, you wouldn't stop that, would you?
I'm happy to serve you if you'd like.
Ah, you can't answer the question because it's difficult for you, isn't it?
I can leave,
but, you know, I just wanted to highlight that this pub will not let anyone in with an English flag, which is absolutely ridiculous, really,
in
England.
I feel like you're causing a bit of an issue and I'd like to leave before I'm up, please.
Yeah, I'll leave.
They've already been, yeah.
I'm leaving in my own time, don't
worry. Help you up there!
Yes, you have a knife.
Fucking perfect! You're fucking bad in Kent.
Why are you
fucking
with us?
These are fucking Kent bastards!
So the knife!
Show the knife!
That's it!
Don't fucking touch my little sister, she ain't fucking 12!
We're gonna fucking catch you!
She has fucking 12 and you just battered me, mate!
And now it turns out they reportedly beaten up one of the other girls. That's why she was there. This is shot heard round the world stuff. The image of a little girl when the men won't defend her, when the police are bought off, of a little girl with weapons to the invaders, the conquerors. They're going to make you submit to Islam by the sword. That image right there, we got to put a t-shirt out with her. Let's make our own. A lot of great ones. But let's just take a still shot of that and say the West reawakens. Because if the men of England and Ireland and Scotland won't stand up and be political like Tommy Robbins has done, they're too busy bowing. Well, it'll be the women, won't it? So, powerful. Very powerful. But remember, while we're all fighting with the Muslims and everybody else, I'd rather wake them up and have them join us. 5G, fluoride, poison shots, GMO, chemtrails. So I've been building this up the last few days. I've been so busy, I haven't gotten to it. RFK Jr. didn't just ban all the mRNA shots a month ago. Now they banned these new ones they were rolling out. The food dyes, all of it. They're about to put their report out, as he said he was going to do a few months ago, on the government studies they've been suppressing on what caused autism. And I can predict what it's going to be. It's a cocktail of pesticides, herbicides, and then the vaccines. The blood-brain barrier of boys is much weaker than girls. That's why 80%+ are boys, or up to 90. And so Kennedy is about to do this. This is amazing. RFK in the cabinet meeting today made this announcement. Here it is.
Great, Bobby. Bobby, autism, if I could just, I don't want to go too long because we have a lot of people, but the autism is such a tremendous horror show, what's happening in our country and some other countries, but mostly our country. How are you doing on that?
We are doing very well. We will have announcements as promised in September. We're finding certain interventions now that are clearly, almost certainly causing autism. And we're going to be able to address those in September.
It's such a big day. I'm looking forward to that day because there's something wrong when you see the kind of numbers that you have today versus 20 years ago. And those numbers, what are those numbers about?
Well, in 1970, the biggest epidemiological study in history was done in Wisconsin. They looked at 900,000 children, and they were looking for autism. They knew what it looked like. and they were very, very precise about it, and they found an incident rate of 0.7, in other words, less than one for every 10,000 children. Today, our most recent numbers are one in every 31 kids. It's probably actually much worse than that, because California, which has the best collection system, is reporting one out of every 19 children now, American children, as autism, one in every 12.5 boys. So it's gone from what, less than one in 10,000 in 1970 to one in 12.5 boys.
Think of those numbers. So there has to be something artificially causing this, meaning a drug or something. And I know you're looking very strongly at different things, and I hope you can come out with that as soon as possible.
We will.
So one in 10,000, and now it's one in 31 or 34 or 12 if it's a boy. Can you imagine that? One in 12. That's for a boy.
One in every 12.5 boys.
It's not even believable that that could be. And that was one in 10,000 not so long ago. I've been hearing these numbers, that, and they get worse and worse every year. There's got to be something. I think there's nothing, including favored nations and everything else, there's nothing that can be, if you can find out the reason that that's happening. And I know we're gonna do some things. I think we maybe know the reason. And I look forward to that press conference, to be with you in that press conference. That's going to be a great thing. Thank you, Bob. You're doing a great job.
It's very easy to sit back and see where Trump can do things better and criticize it, and we do, to get him to course correct. But in the main, it is a total blessing, and this administration is 50 times better than the first one, and the judges were getting their way better. It's just all of it. And Kennedy is just the overperformer. This alone is a trillion times better than Kamala Harris. FDA suspends license for chikungunya vaccine after serious events. They would always cover it up and do secret fake trials. Now they demand real trials of volunteers, hurt a bunch of people, banned. Some med nursing schools still requiring COVID-19 vaccines. Kennedy moving against that. But look at this clip. RFK Jr. explains how Bill Gates had the foresight, to buy over a million shares in BioNTech, Moderna, before COVID happened. The same week Bill Gates, who was overseeing Event 201, getting ready to release it situation, bought the shares. And then what he did after that with his billions in profit. So, and Kennedy's looking at wireless radiation slows childhood development. Oh, they're... where's the indictments? That's coming. But they're banning it all, and they're exposing it publicly. Used to, you had to be on underground shortwave to know this stuff, okay? I see how far we've come. Let me give you an analogy. Here I get on the air in 1994. This is a dead reckoning. And let's say public awakening was about that. You can't even see it on the line. And over the years, it's done this, and now it's done that. So we're right here, and the curve is about 500 feet up in the air. So I know it's fun on social media. People in little silos to bitch and complain and say we're all screwed and it's doom and everything else. You're wrong. We've not moved the needle. We have rammed the needle. It's spinning. Because you think it was a clock with 12 hours, so we're going to move it. We were so far behind. We were millions of years behind in tyranny. Now we're getting millions of years ahead and about to go past the enemy. We're moving the needle so fast, it's like... So, thank you, Jesus. But yeah, look at the VAERS reports, and that's even a whitewash government report. Look when the shot starts. That was their big gamble. That was their big depopulation. They thought we'd buy it. It blew up in their face. So we keep hammering it, having scientists on, not letting it die. It gets stronger. They get weaker. It's a marathon. And we fix this and get society better, Our grandkids will get lazy again and it'll come back again. It's a process, people. It's about will. It is an instant gratification. Because I see a lot of the talk shows of people who spend half their time bitching and complaining and saying we're losing. Why don't you just cover news? Why don't you inspire people with the truth? Why don't you get involved? Why don't you actually do something instead of bitching and saying what Trump can do better? Because Trump ain't our only dog in the fight. We backed the dog. We talk about how it can do better. But our dog's tore up with blood coming out of it and cuts all over it and bite marks all over its face. So what dog did you launch? What dog did you put in the fight? It's easy to be the critic, sit back and tell everybody how they can do better. Well, you just show us how. Give us some policy ideas. Give us some information. Don't just sit around and exaggerate Trump's failures. Be honest about Trump's failures. But spend some time on the Democrats and on Bill Gates. Oh, but you notice you get boosted on social media when you talk shit about Trump. I talk crap to get him to correct when I have to, but not because I get, this video I talk crap gets 10 times as much. It's boosted by the enemy. But I'm not communicating out through that. I'm communicating to Trump. You got to know how the ball game works, folks. Here's Kennedy on the report they're about to release on where autism comes from and what's behind it. Here it is. This is Kennedy on the cause and roots and history in the report on autism. Here it is.
And the last one of these was in 2019, October. And it was hosted by Bill Gates, by Fauci, and by April Hayes. And interestingly, by George Gale, who is the head of the Chinese CDC in New York City. And any of you, I'm sure a lot of you, have gone and looked at this on YouTube. It's called Event 201. And the fourth simulation that day, the last one, is all about how you use the pandemic as a pretext for clamping down abridgments of freedom of speech, and particularly, how do you stop people from talking about a lab leak as the source of these viruses? Yeah. Now, this is October 2019. Nobody, none of us at that time, ever heard of COVID. We now know that COVID is almost certainly circulating by mid-September. On September 12th, the Chinese government kicked down the door of the Wuhan lab, brought in General Wei, which is a bioweapons expert from army, to run the lab and remove all the data function studies from their public facing websites and all the genomic sequences from all the viruses. The Chinese government clearly knew that the virus was circulating in September, so a month later you have this. That same week, Bill Gates, who was overseeing this simulation, made a 1.1 million shares of BioNTech vaccine, which later became the Pfizer vaccine. He then sold that, almost all that stock, 87%. 2 years later, at a $242 million profit. And a week after that, he publicly announced the vaccine didn't work. Basically, he got pump and dump scheme. Because he was the guy who was on TV with his minion, Peter Hunkes, who took $52 million from Gates for his institution. Gates made his institution. So you had the pyramid pumping up the stock for 2 years and then dumping it a week before he goes on TV and says, oh, it didn't work after all.
This is what we voted for. Premeditated bioweapon release. He just killed all U.S. funding to Bill Gates' global vaccine administration. They are dismantling the globalist system. It is real. Alone, what Kennedy is doing makes Trump gold. We will continue to expose the bizarre behavior on Epstein. But let's not forget the good that's happening. All right, let me do this briefly before I hit one more story. And then coming up, former Navy SEAL and really smart political analyst, Matt Bracken takes over to talk about what is the deep state going to do now that the grand juries are open for real. This isn't JFK Jr. has come back from the dead at Dealey Plaza and Hillary's been executed. This is official. This is real. Remember, I'm the guy who said that was fake then. It's fake now. No, it's not. Harrison Smith's actually hosting Matt Bracken tomorrow. So, I guess it said that on my printout, though. Yeah, see, that's why I said it. Overhead shot. Not a big deal. I'm not mad. Oh, you rewrote it here, so. It just said Matt Bracken. But now it's Harrison Smith. I get it. So, continuing here. That should be interesting and informative. I'm not sure what he's going to cover, but he'll all be loaded for bear. Does a great job. See his show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays, American Journal, right before I come on. And then in about an hour and 3 minutes, you'll have Owen Schroyer and the War Room. But before I go there, we got a big sale going. It's only a 2-day sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's 2 days for the sale. You've got until Friday to have a whole bunch of extra entries to win the Jeep Gladiator and also be put in for the next raffle for the next car. But the big thing here is today and tomorrow only, get a free $10 at checkout just automatically on every order off the price on top of all the other sales, $10 off on top of all the other sales with any order at thealexjonesstore.com on the amazing supplements, sales from Ethylene Blue, the Shilajit, all of it. No minimum spend required. Just a free $10 on us. So I guess technically you could buy one of the squeeze balls or whatever, get it for free. The Alex Jones stress balls. Plus, that's kind of a cheat code. I shouldn't even said that. Plus, it's the final week to win both the 2025 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon and the C8 Corvette Stingray and $20,000 in cash at thealexjonesstore.com. Every dollar spent gets you 50x entries to win these vehicles, valued at over $150,000 combined. So it's just no man's land, because it'll go on for another month or so with the Corvette, but in this next few days, you can get put into them both. And we've got bovine colostrum that's just incredible. We have the very best. The 3-pack methylene blue is a huge discount, 40% off. The power drive bundle, including power plant and methyl drive formula, it's even way stronger than Turbo Force. If you love Turbo Force, you'll love this, and it's so good for you. 50% off. Shilajit gummies, 50% off. When you subscribe, Ultimate Life Force, 50% off. That's the detox, cardiovascular, anti-spike protein. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and that funds this operation that the globalists absolutely hate above all others. Because we've got their number, we've got their ass, we know how to defeat them, and we have the audience of millions of people that continue to boost the reports that break out and change the narrative from lies to truth. So fund this historic operation and empower yourself. And I'm talking to those of you that have been on the fence and have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com, and you've seen the rave reviews for methylene blue, everything. We have the best. The Irish sea moss, all of it is so good, but the methylene blue, you feel 99% of people within 30 minutes. Go there. Support the broadcast. You can't lose unless you don't take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I humbly thank you respectfully for your support, keeping us in the fight for humanity. We'll be back with hour number 4.
Well, I'm a 10-foil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun. Loving sun, loving hot bloody Texian. Two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit.
Tinfoil hats have a knee-eating son of a gun.
Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Of course, I host the American Journal. And I hosted this morning, and I've probably said all there is to say, all I have to say, especially about what is going on in the UK, Scotland, this amazing image of this little girl standing up against attempted rapists. So I spent 3 hours talking about that. I want to hear from you. I'm going to open up the phone lines for this last hour and take your calls and hear what you fine folks out there think we should do about what's happening, not just in Europe, but here as well. But after the show, I was doing a little bit of research into the the flag of St. George. This, of course, one of the flags that combined make the Union Jack, the St. Andrew's flag of Scotland, the St. George flag, and there's one other I'm blanking on right now. But you combine these and you get the Union Jack, which is where that design comes from. And it turns out the flag of St. George is sort of the perfect symbol for what's happening right now, the movement of native British people standing up against the deliberate destruction of their country and their people by their own government. And that is exactly what it is, as Alex was, you know, just talking about, or was talking about earlier in the show. I retweeted one of his videos where he's saying, Ireland, the cross of St. Patrick. So you combine those, you get the United Kingdom. That's sort of the imperial flag. So it's appropriate that they're using the cross of St. George, and I'll tell you why. But Alex was talking earlier, sort of getting on Trump, because Trump is doing this thing that's subtle, but it's important. Attributing folly to what is actually malice, right? There's that saying, don't attribute to malice what can be adequately explained by incompetence. There's a certain point where incompetence no longer explains what's going on. And the purpose of a system is what it does. The reason that the UK is collapsing right now and just embroiled in near civil war conditions is entirely on purpose. This is the end result, inevitably, of everything that they've done to their own people over the last little while. And so it's good to see the British people, you know, fighting back against this, but don't for a single second think that they're doing their best and just, oopsie daisy, a million British girls got raped. Sorry, our bad. Like that, you don't make a mistake like that. You certainly don't continue to do the same thing over and over and over when the outcome is always the same, if that's not your intended outcome. But when it comes to the flag of St. George, there's like three symbolic attributes that it has that each fit perfectly in line with what's happening in England. The first is obviously the famous story of St. George. What's that story of St. George? Well, it's that he rescued a girl from being sacrificed to a dragon. Kind of appropriate that you've got this dragon that demands virgin blood and the villagers just keep feeding it girls. That's what they do until St. George comes along and puts a spear through its brain and ends the threat once and for all. So a bit appropriate, kind of appropriate, actually, sacrificing little girls to this dragon because you're scared of facing the monster. But then you also have the historical St. George from Cappadocia. He was actually a Roman commander, a general. And when Diocletian launched his pogroms against the Christians, St. George was martyred. And again, we're in this situation in the UK where it is all but illegal to be openly Christian, because your Christianity might offend the non-Christians. So it's sort of a de facto purge of Christians there in the UK. And then finally, of course, the reason why St. George is even associated with England or Britain in the first place is because it was a symbol used during the Crusades, and like King Richard adopted it as his symbol. It also was adopted by the Knights Templar. It's associated with Genoa and all this just fascinating history behind the symbol and what it means. But I think you've got the Crusades, the clap back from Christians fighting back for the first time against Muslims and taking back the Holy Land, or at least attempting to. You've got the dragon, who you sacrifice little girls to, or you can kill. I guess the choice is yours. And then you've got the martyrdom as Christianity is made illegal, and yet those who stand up against it and profess their Christianity get martyred and become heroes and saints in the future. Very appropriate symbol for what's going on right here. We've got some updates to that story. We've got a lot more to talk about, and I'll give out the phone number for your calls coming up. Stay tuned.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
They don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex in this fourth hour. We got a lot to talk about, and I want to hear from you. I'm going to give out the phone number now. Give us a call here at the Alex Jones Show, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call and we'll take your calls on any and all topics. Mostly what I've been talking about and focusing on all day is what's happening in the UK, especially this incredible symbol of this young girl standing up against potential abductors, rapists, somebody assaulting her and her 12-year-old sister, fighting back against the attack and then subsequently being arrested for having a bladed weapon. And I think if nothing else, everybody listening to my voice in America should appreciate that we have certain rights in this country that do not exist anywhere else in the world. Despite the fact that they all came out of the revolutions in England in the first place. I mean, what you have in the history of England is a history of, the regular people making demands of their leadership and winning for themselves certain rights, including the right and the dignity of being armed and not being a subject, not being a slave, not being a victim of whoever wants to impose upon you, but also free speech. These things, of course, have sort of gone the way of the dodo bird when it comes to Europe. They are systematically eliminating these rights in a way that is truly shocking and actually does, I think, maybe for the first time in my life, like genuinely demand intervention from America. I mean, there have been a lot of cases in my life where I've been told that it's imperative that America go spread democracy somewhere because they don't align with our values. I don't know if there's ever been a case as clear cut as what's happening to the citizens of the UK right now. But of course, it is happening in America as well. They're doing their best to restrict piecemeal all of our rights. And in fact, this morning, when we played the video on American Journal of this young girl standing up against these migrants, it struck me how similar it was to the video of Shiloh Hendricks, the mother who was caught on video using the N-word at a park. And it's almost like you could take the audio from the person filming and switch it from video to video. It's the same audio.
It's a predatory foreigner filming a white woman and demanding that she do something that he knows is going to get her in trouble. That he knows, it doesn't matter what he did, doesn't matter what he did to aggravate her or start the conflict in the first place. It doesn't matter. They know that if they can just get the white woman on video saying the no-no word or brandishing the knife, then society will side with him and she'll be the one thrown in jail or, you know, otherwise punished for daring to stand up against these interlopers, these foreigners on our soil. And it was like, it's like almost one-to-one. I mean, the voice is the same, the attitude is the same, the inflections are the same. Say it, say the word. Oh, you won't say it? Oh, flash the knife. Show the knife. Show me the blade. Show me the blade. So there's just something, there's something connecting these two videos on almost a spiritual level that you have this spirit invading our countries. This sort of condescending, you know, they know that they're above the law. They know that it doesn't matter what the backstory is or the context is. If they can just get the white woman on video fighting back against them, rejecting them, calling them a name, then all of society will rally behind the poor, innocent migrant and condemn the white woman simply defending herself. And ironically, strangely enough, immediately after my show was over, it was announced that Shiloh Hendricks has now been charged with multiple crimes. She is now being charged with disturbing the peace for saying racial slurs on the playground. Now, I thought we were over this. I thought this, you know, case ended a while ago. She got a bunch of money from a GoFundMe. She stood her ground and didn't back down and didn't apologize. And I thought it was over. But apparently the entire time, little goblins have been feverishly working away in the shadows, getting ready to indict her for daring to say the N-word when, you know, she's robbed from and she's got some random, you know, pedophile predator filming her and trying to destroy her life. Now, luckily, we actually do still have the First Amendment in this country, and it's actually really hard to punish somebody even if they use the no-no word. Even if they use the forbidden word, this is still America, and it is still just a word. And so I think the most they can slap her with is like 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. But it doesn't matter to them because it's about the symbol. It's about the, just, you know, just the warning to everybody else. If you say something we don't like you saying, we will be trying to send you to jail. We will be harnessing all of the things we can out of our society. All the lawyers, all of the DAs, everybody who can be actuated will be put on your ass and throw you into jail if they can get away with it. So I don't think we should stand for this. I think it's becoming more and more apparent just how important and valuable these rights are, as if we needed a reminder. What's emphasized here is the fact that there can't really be a limit to this. Like, there is no, like, well, we'll just, okay, we have free speech, but, well, you have free speech in most cases. Like, no, you either have it or you don't. And you see where it goes when you start restricting these rights, when you start restricting these values that we have, you end up just complete and total victims, just abject subjects to whoever is the people above the law, in this case, the migrants or whoever else. And of course, this is a problem in Europe. Again, I know Alex was talking about this, but I've got, you know, personal experience in this myself, where my wife, when we were going out and she was in college, she went and did a semester in Germany. And just being an American woman, she just carried a knife because you carry a knife because you want to be able to defend yourself. And it wasn't a big knife. It was, you know, a little pocket knife, but it was for personal protection. And, you know, it's the type of thing where she wasn't hiding it. She didn't realize she had to. And her friends at her office saw that she had a knife, and it was like, oh my God, why do you have a knife? What are you doing? I mean, it's like this little pen knife, little Swiss Army knife, pocket knife. She's like, I don't know, to defend myself. And they're like, no, you can't have that. And they're like, you have to take that home right now. You have to go hide that somewhere. It's like, what is wrong with y'all? What is the matter with you people? There's something very psychologically weird about Europeans, that they genuinely get scared at just the concept of a knife. The idea that somebody might have a knife, they start like shaking and getting scared. It's very creepy. Here's a story from Gateway Pundit. Shiloh Hendricks, woman seen in viral video using slur at park, charged, faces jail and fines. That's just unacceptable. It's not the way this works. It's not how we do things in America. Like, we just cannot allow that to happen. And if anything, I think she should open up another GoFundMe and rack in another, you know, couple million bucks. Make them regret it. Make them regret charging Shiloh Hendricks with this by rewarding her for standing up in the face of these bullies. And that really is what it is. And nobody seemed to resonate with it. But when the Shiloh Hendricks thing happened, I tried to rewrite it using a little bit of AI, but just to, you know, reframe it as if, okay, what if this was a British imperial soldier and the woman that he was doing this to was some African villager? Just to try to get through people's minds the way that I see this, which isn't, you know, a poor, innocent migrant being victimized by the words a woman is using, but rather as this sort of superior being who knows they can act with total impunity and that the natives of the land that they're in are required to genuflect to his every whim. Like, it's there's this superiority that comes through, which is, to me, doubly insulting because these people are from, you know, trash countries, and they come here as poor, despondent refugees, you know, just begging America to give them a good life, and then they immediately turn around and act like, you know, they're the superior ones and they're the ones in charge. And it's very offensive to me. And no other people or place or nation would allow this, so why do we? Honestly. And again, you can just watch these two videos, and the language coming from behind the camera, it's like exactly the same. Oh, say the word. Why won't you say the word on tape? Why won't you say the word on video? Oh, show the knife. You have a knife? Show me the knife. Oh my God, she has a knife. It's like, what gives these people the right? I mean, the temerity, truly, the temerity of these people to come to America, stick a phone in a woman's face, and demand that she, you know, do something that's forbidden so they can get her in trouble. It's just enough. We got to stop this. We got to end this paradigm as quickly as possible. And it's just very ironic that they decided to go after Shiloh Hendricks on today of all days, when the entire internet is alight with a very, very similar video out of Scotland, only even more egregious, where you've got, again, people, because remember, the Shiloh Hendricks thing was filmed by a guy who had been, like, arrested for pedophilia. Like, this was actually a predator at the park. Same thing with these girls, according to the people who know. These same individuals had previously victimized the girl or her sister or her friend. It's a little, you know, vague on the details, but clearly I don't think a girl grabs a butcher knife and an axe and goes wandering looking for trouble at 14 years old in Scotland. This is a girl who's been victimized before and knows what's necessary to stand up for herself, because she knows that the authorities, best case scenario, do nothing, right? And that really is the situation. Best case scenario, they do nothing. Well, worst case scenario, the police themselves are in on the racket and then start abusing the girls themselves. Story after story. I mean, when you really look into the rape gang thing in the UK, it is truly beyond explanation. It's beyond belief. It's disgusting. And one of the things that routinely popped up is the UK authorities, in order to better integrate the migrants, the Islamicists that they brought in, you know, they want to make them feel comfortable, and so they put one of their own as, like, the police chief of the area. And then the police chief is in the rape gang. And the little girl goes to the police, and the police then blackmails her and allows the abuse to continue. And that's not even the worst. I mean, the worst part to me is the fact that they also put people from the migrant community in charge of orphanages that are taking care of UK girls, and they actually treat the orphanages like brothels. So little girls from the UK who don't have any family to look out for them and don't have, you know, anybody looking out for their best interest, are in these foster homes run by the state, run by Muslim women who lend them out nightly. They are then dropped off on the curb in the morning, drugged and raped and bruised and drunk, and they clean them up and get them ready for Muhammad to come by the next day to hand them out again. I mean, I hate even talking about this, but I think you need to know that when we're talking about Muslim rape gangs, it's not a one-off. It's not like just something that happened that they didn't know about. This was a systemic program that they ran for decades. And some of the latest, you know, studies about this, some of the commissions on the rape gangs are talking about this phenomenon going back to the 1960s. So it's really hard to even fathom how many girls have been subject to this So if this isn't a turning point, I don't know what is. I mean, last year, the UK erupted in protest over the Southport stabbings, and it all kind of came to nothing because the UK implemented a brutal, like, mass incarceration scheme where they were opening up emergency courts to operate all night to rubber stamp all of the, free speech crimes that were being committed while simultaneously letting murderers out of prison because they're overcrowded. That's what happened last summer. So is this going to be a summer, every summer the UK deals with some new string of horrific, brutal attacks against their children, and then any attempt to rise up and fix things is brutally suppressed by the regime? I mean, it can't go on like this. And if this little girl being arrested for wielding a knife against her potential attackers, if this can't be an inflection point, if this can't bring about the energy needed for massive systemic change, then I don't know what is. Sort of now or never, boys. And I genuinely think we should be running guns to the patriots in the UK and Ireland who are being systematically destroyed by their own government, who is at war with them and literally creating like migrant barracks, military encampment colonies within their own countries that are then guarded by, officially licensed and armed foreigners who they're recruiting from places like Pakistan. Do you know that? Do you know that the Garda, the federal police force in Ireland, actually makes ads in Pashtun to air on Pakistani television where they're telling Pakistanis, hey, come to Ireland and you can become a member of the federal police force, because they're not hiring Irish people, because they're using the police force to repress and destroy the active activity of Irish people. So they're actually importing thugs to arm and give a badge to suppress the native people. It's really worse than you could possibly imagine. So I don't know how we're not, doing something about this as Americans. Marjorie Taylor Greene seems to be the only politician I can find even speaking out about this. But of course, she's offering to bring the likes of this little girl to America as a refugee. I think we should deliver democracy to the UK. I think they're in desperate need of that. Let's go out to your calls now. We've got Robert in St. Louis, who's called in about UK violence. Robert, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Greetings, Harrison. Long-time listener. So, this isn't our first rodeo as far as European peoples with Islamic conquest. Of course, we had Europe almost fell. You had Charles Martel. You had what happened in Spain and all these things. So this isn't our first rodeo with this. One thing that was prevalent in that area was the Jewish mafia forces behind the powers at the time. They always let the Muslims into these white lands because the scribes, the Pharisees, and the money changers, they would rather have an Islamic regime than a white Christian regime any day of the week because they hate Jesus Christ with all of their hearts. Read Jesus in the Talmud by the Jewish doctor Peter Schaeffer out of Harvard. But, you got to look, let's look at it this way. Genesis 49, Jacob, Israel, he's on his deathbed and he prophesies over his son, Joseph. And Joseph's two sons are Ephraim and Manasseh. And he said, bless the lads, may my name be upon them. And the great late Herbert W. Armstrong from the Worldwide Church of God, he wrote books, Mystery of the Ages, read it if you've never read it, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and then you will get an understanding of why these things are happening to our lands, because this is British Israelism, Christian identity, whatever you want to call it, very, very prescient in today's time, whether you want to poo-poo it or not, do your thing. You know who Brene Brith is, right? The Jewish-only exclusive Freemasonic branch. Sons of the Cut. Great Britain. Man of the Covenant. You get into all this stuff, the Founding Fathers with the number 13 and all of our symbology. They knew that this was the truth, that they were the new Israel. And it's all based on the Lord Jesus Christ. But now the evil ones of the world, they're plotting against God's download, his descendants, to liquidate them from the earth. It's all prophesied in the scriptures.
Yeah.
The
no, look, look, I agree with you. And look, there's a lot to it, right? There is, and people will accuse you of like covering up the racial aspect. I think the racial aspect is very pertinent. Basically, the people who want to enslave you understand that the ideas that prevent you from being enslaved were created, fostered, nurtured, and came to fruition in Europe, and it's a European characteristic. The whole idea, and this is why I talk about when it comes to things like 1776, being a continuation of the revolutions that had happened in England before then. You had, and this was out of, you know, Protestantism, and then you had, you know, the collapse of the Catholic Church, and you had the, in the 1600s, there was the English Revolution, that ended with Cromwell taking out their king. Like, Europe for a very long time, for millennia actually, had to drag itself out of the mud and establish things like human rights and, you know, individualism and these things that give us the sort of theoretical underpinning for proclaiming that we have rights that were given to us by a God that can't be, you know, curtailed by a government in any legitimate form. And so when they, and you can see it in their own publications, when they go, we have to destroy whiteness. You go, okay, define whiteness. And they go, wow, it's things like self-sufficiency. It's things like being on time. It's things like pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. It's all these things. It's like, all right, that's what they're trying to destroy. They're destroying it through the vector of destroying the people that created the ideas, right? So these things are like inextricably intertwined. And it's not to say, they don't care about white people. They just care about these ideas. It's that these ideas and white people are like one and the same. It's the white people that came up with these ideas, that put these ideas into motion. And these ideas are the things that stop tyrants from enslaving you. So of course they're trying to demonize it, and they do it through demonizing white people. So yeah, I agree with you. And I think a lot of people, and for a lot of different reasons, you know, see the tenacity of the Europeans and the European demand. And like, look, this is, I mean, sure, you can bring up the Jews and talk about it. This goes back to like the Romans. I mean, the Romans couldn't put a handle on the Germans because the Germans had this streak of individualism where they had to be told why they were doing what they were doing. You can actually read like Roman gents trying to command Germans being like, they won't just do what I say. I have to always tell them why, or I have to give them a reward for doing what I say. Because the Germans, just something about them, they don't do well with authority a lot of times. Now, there's, you know, an inversion of that. There's a reverse of that where when they do, you know, have a leader that they are loyal to, then they're extra super loyal and really, really good at following orders. But it's 92% of Muslims in the UK feel much less safe after nationwide rioting. Well, I mean, that's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal of the English, you know, country is to make Muslims feel safe, right? If they're not feeling safe, then I say burn the whole thing down. It's just completely absurd. But yeah, I think the, you know, the racial aspects or the, you know, European source of these individual, ideals that are embodied really in the best possible way in our Bill of Rights, like it's all intertwined. It's all connected. And if white people were going along with the, you know, enslavement plan, then, you know, we'd be rewarded rather than punished and destroyed. So I think there's a lot to what you're saying, Robert. Let's go to Mike in Arkansas now. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. I just wanted to pitch in about the little girl in Scotland. So clearly this is not acceptable. I think as Alex said a couple hours ago that we're weak, we're cowards, that Western society has been pacified immensely. We're still playing by the rules when the game's clearly changed 50 years ago.
Right.
And we're expecting a different result, and we're just expecting them to suddenly one day start playing by the rules. So how long are we going to let this continue on? I'm 36 years old. I'm starting to look at my little girl, who's the same age as that little Scottish girl, brandishing weapons to defend herself because she has no confidence in her brothers and her fathers to defend her from that assault. If we don't stand up and do something, eventually it's going to be on her generation to do it when they get to our age. And I don't accept that.
Nor should you. No, I'm right there with you. It's horrifying to imagine this only getting worse. And look, it is only going to get worse unless people stand up to stop it. I mean, they're not asking permission. I keep seeing an argument online today. It's like, well, they voted for this. They never voted for this. No European ever voted for this. Every time given the chance, they voted against this. They got it anyway. Because it's not a democracy. It's totalitarian.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex this hour. Of course, War Room begins at 3 p.m. today. I host the American Journal 8 to 11 a.m. each and every weekday morning. And, of course, you can support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You know we have knives there? We've got big old knives for stabbing your enemies, folks, right there on thealexjonesstore.com. It's like you don't want to use a butcher knife when you're defending yourself against the imported rapists that your government has, told they have free reign when it comes to little girls. Because the butcher knife, if it doesn't have that guard at the end, your finger can slip and you cut your own finger. So you're good. That's what the Bowie knife, that's, you know, was the real advancement there. It's a combat knife. You're going to want one of those if you're, you know, defending yourself as a child against all of the millions of foreign men that your government has brought into take advantage of you and try to scoop you up after school. You're going to want to defend yourself, and we've got amazing knives for that purpose at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm only partly joking. Again, you really do have to appreciate what we as Americans can carry with us, can use to defend ourselves. Because it's not just about defending yourself. It's about the spiritual importance of being a sovereign individual who has the dignity of being armed. Right, and this goes back to as far back as you want to go. You know, it used to be illegal to have swords or knives in places like England, which is why you have the farmers with pitchforks. And now that guns are around, those are illegal too. But, you know, it's not just guns and knives that are illegal in England. You know it's illegal to carry pepper spray? It's actually illegal to carry anything for self-defense except for a whistle. Do you know that? You can't carry a knife, you can't carry a baton, you can't carry a bat, you can't carry mace. You can only carry a rape whistle to play a little tune while you're subjected to diversity. Now, that, of course, is what's on the law books. Those are the laws that are applied exclusively to the white English natives. Now, if you're a Muslim in these countries, then you simply have to keep your weapons at your mosque. We played that clip on American Journal this morning from back last year during the Southport riots, where you had mobs of Muslim men running around the streets with weapons, and the police would intercept them and say, hey, would you mind going back to your mosque with all of your weapons, please? See, they don't get arrested. They don't get charged. They don't have their weapons even confiscated. They just get asked politely by the police to please go take the weapons back to the mosque, where you have a stash of weapons for some reason. So it's totally crazy, and I just say, as an American, take advantage of your right to carry a deadly weapon on you at all times. Because it's only getting worse, folks. And again, we are losing, piece by piece, our right to free speech. And as much as, we've talked about it, I'm not in favor of the, you know, law against burning the flag. I think that's ridiculous. I'm also very much not in favor of all of the various anti-Semitism laws that are being put into place, again, piecemeal, bit by bit, right? First, you put in a guidance, you know, some sort of, you adopt the language of the International Holocaust Remembrance Association that just happens to include within it that any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism, and then later you pass a bill banning anti-Semitism, and look at what you've done, you've banned any criticism of the state of Israel. So they're not doing it all at once, it's happening sort of piecemeal, bit by bit, but it is happening extremely rapidly. Because nobody's doing anything to stop it, because they're afraid of being called names, and I think it's only going to get worse. This story is from TheIntercept.com. Pentagon document, U.S. wants to suppress dissenting arguments using AI propaganda. The United States hopes to use machine learning to create and distribute propaganda overseas in a bid to, quote, influence foreign target audiences and suppress dissenting arguments, according to U.S. Special Operations Command document reviewed by The Intercept. The document, a sort of special operations wish list of near future military technology, reveals new details about a broad variety of capabilities that SOCOM hopes to purchase within the next 5 to 7 years, including state-of-the-art cameras, sensors, directed energy weapons. It's funny, I was told those don't exist, and I'm a conspiracy theorist for talking about them, and other gadgets to help operators find and kill their quarry. Among the tech it wants to procure is a machine learning software that can be used for information warfare, as if they aren't already deploying these types of machines online as we speak. So-called agentic systems, meaning that they have agents or characters that they operate. Systems use machine learning models purported to operate with minimal human instruction or oversight. These systems can be used in conjunction with large language models or LLMs like ChatGPT to generate text based on user prompts. While much marketing hype orbits around these agentic systems and LLMs for their potential to execute mundane tasks like online shopping and booking tickets, SOCOM believes the techniques could be well-suited for running an autonomous propaganda outfit. Yeah, I bet they could. No, I bet that would be a great use for them if you're like a evil person. That would be perfect for you. So just, I mean, it's about to get crazy, folks. It really is about to get completely insane. Already, you got boomers on Facebook whose entire perspective of reality is being warped beyond recognition by obvious AI slop, but that's just the very tip of the iceberg, folks. It's going to get real bad real fast. So just know you can always come to InfoWars and we'll tell you the truth or as close as we can possibly get to it without speculating or lying at all. And again, the story broke today, just sort of ironically, this whole show on the American Journal this morning, I was comparing the videos of the Scottish queen, we'll call her, Scottish princess, the Celtic warrior, Boudica Reborn, and of course the video of Shiloh Hendricks. Both of these are foreign pedophiles, foreign predators of one sort or another, putting the camera in a local woman's face in the hopes that they can destroy her life for daring to defend herself. And ironically, just 2 hours ago, Rochester attorney's office makes charging decision against Shiloh Hendricks in April video incident. The Rochester city attorney's office moves to leverage 3 counts of disorderly conduct against Shiloh Hendricks, a woman who used racial slurs against a Somali child with a disability in a since viral video in April. Did we ever confirm that he had a disability? I think they just said that. I think that's just a claim they make to make her seem worse. I didn't see any evidence he was disabled. After all, if he was disabled, then where are his parents? What does that mean? You have a mentally disabled child just running around on their own? That doesn't make any sense. Something doesn't add up here. Regardless, she's now being charged with 3 counts of disorderly conduct. The judge concludes that Shiloh wrongfully and unlawfully engaged in offensive, obscene, boisterous, or noisy conduct, or in offensive, obscene, or abusive language that would reasonably tend to arouse alarm, anger, or resentment in others. I'm sorry, what? That would reasonably tend to arouse alarm, anger, or resentment in others. Is that a prerequisite? Is that even a thing you can define? The hell are they talking about? Every time I watch CNN, I'm filled with alarm, anger, and resentment. Can I sue them? Can they? Are they committing disorderly conduct against me? I mean, what is the standard here? Is this something you can apply across the board? If so, you know, where's my reparations? Where's my reparations for every time I turn on NPR? It fills me. I am completely filled with alarm, anger, and resentment every time I hear NPR lie to my face about whatever it is they happen to be talking about at the moment. So how is this a thing? How is this even a thing? Wrongfully and unlawfully engaged in offensive, obscene, abusive, boisterous, or noisy conduct. Well, no, she wasn't. She actually was speaking in a very regular volume and tone. You mean the word she used you don't like? Or offensive, obscene, or abusive language that would reasonably tend to arouse alarm, anger, or resentment in others. She called a pedophile a bad name. Or she called a child a bad name to a pedophile when the pedophile filmed her and demanded she say it. Is the guy going to be charged? I mean, is the filmer going to be charged? Because she wasn't going to say the word until he incited her to do so. I mean, she wasn't being boisterous or loud or saying anything until he got out a camera, shoved it in her face, and said, say it again, say it right now. And then she did. Is he going to be charged for inciting this alarm, anger, and resentment in others? I doubt it. So they're stretching the bounds of the First Amendment. And really, we got to just stand up against this. I don't care if you don't like the woman. I don't care if you don't like the word that she used. I care about free speech and being on guard against any attempt to curtail it by any degree, including the burning of flags or the charging of a mother with a crime because of a word she used. Let's go back out to your calls now. Sean in New York's called in about this little girl from the United Kingdom. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the air.
Captain Cloudflower, reporting for duty, sir.
At ease.
Only if Lincoln Riley had a knife, right?
Nah, that's a great point.
Thank you. So, and also May Adams in New York is making jokes about rape whistles and Cuomo and stuff. Like, I mean, if you think about it, bro, the youth of today is really fighting back. And a lot of people think that they're not. But if you're out there on the streets and you're talking to these kids, you'll see that they're not as bad as we think they are, a lot of them, you know. We just see the bad parts on TV. But, you know, and do these other countries realize how much they've been invaded? Like, I really wonder how much the part they're own government played in bringing these asylum seekers, you know. And if we're weak, we're cowards, speak for yourself. But I'm courageous, and it's contagious. Mm. But, you know, I'm out here making a difference on the street, hand-in-hand in my own community, meeting people, talking to people every day with the clown car. You know what I'm doing out here, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Powerful info warrior there in New York City. And, yeah, I know, I agree. I think young people are, I mean, they're growing up in a world where they are constantly, continuously demonized, and they know that they don't deserve it, and they're sick of it, and they're standing up against it. And this is kind of the thing I was going to say to the previous caller that was talking about, you know, white people standing up or whatever. I mean, this video is crazy. Have we even played this? I didn't play this on American Journal. I'm not sure if this has been played on InfoWars. This is a video from a subway where a guy with a knife is menacing this white guy with a skateboard. The white guy with the skateboard is trying to walk away. He's being chased by a guy with a knife. He turns around, hits the guy in the face with a skateboard, and immediately, in an instant, a police officer is out telling the guy with the skateboard to get on the ground. Couldn't be bothered to intervene when the black guy with the knife was menacing the white guy, but the instant the white guy defends himself, he's out on the ground, sir, hands behind your back. He gets arrested. Do we understand what an insane situation we're in here? And there's no cop. He's right there. He's watching all of this. Right? The guy's got a knife in his right hand. White guy tries to walk away, gets approached, warns the guy, then hits him once with his skateboard. Right? Doesn't jump on top of him. Doesn't start kicking his head into the ground. Doesn't start beating him with the skateboard. One defensive maneuver, a warning shot, really. Back up. And don't get close to me with that knife. And then immediately, the cop is there demanding that the white guy get on the ground. Where was he before that? Pretty typical, I think. And so what I was going to say with the previous caller, or just about, you know, whiteness in general, it's like, I don't know, maybe white people are just extreme in general. Like, white people go from just, like, total liberal, tearing down their own country's flag, like, we deserve to die, we're evil because we're white, and then straight to just, like, Nazis, straight to throwing the Roman salute and marching through the streets, and there's, like, no in between. How about white people just act like every other race? How about you're not special, you're not, like, better than anybody else, you're not immune to, you know, oppression or any of the other things that affect all the other races, you're perfectly able to recognize it happens to white people too, you're not immune to this, you're not special, you're just another race of people, you should act like every other race of people. I don't get why that's so hard, but I do get it. It's because we've dealt with several decades of a very deliberate and effective propaganda convincing white people it's evil to take their own sides. It's not. It's really not. And everybody who's decent recognizes that. I mean, and it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, if a black person is proud of themselves, are you offended? Are you outraged? Do you tell them to stop? Like, no. Why would you? Of course they should be proud of themselves. Who shouldn't be proud of themselves? Why would you not demand that same respect for yourself? It's crazy to think that this is anything other than exactly what it is, which is white people have been abused forever. And look, young people are not going to be putting up with it. Because at least, I mean, you know, to grow up during Black Lives Matter, I mean, I can't even imagine being a kid now. Because I could see through this crap and I was, you know, grew up in the 90s. I can't imagine growing up in the 2020s and having to deal with this. It's actually kind of funny because you listen to right-wing people. And like, yeah, we can get pretty extreme. Sure, I'm, you know, genuinely advocating running guns to the UK so they can free themselves from their occupying hostile government, which might seem a little extreme to people if you haven't actually looked at the situation they're in. But man, you talk to normies, you talk to people that aren't on the air, you talk to people that don't have to worry about, you know, the ADL listening to their every word and reporting it to the FBI. They're crazy, man. People are ready to pop. And I'd rather not have that. I would rather not descend into, you know, chaos and violence. I'd rather just everybody stop abusing one another and everybody can just live in peace in their own homelands. Problem solved. But if we got to go to war, then they're doing everything they can to bring that about. Thanks for the call, Clown Car. Let's go to Austin in Missouri now. I want to talk about self-defense in the UK. Doesn't exist. I don't know. Can you even make your hand into a fist? Have they made that illegal yet? I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you there. I just wanted to give a cautionary. The devil usually creates, you know, a catastrophe or chaos, and it'll be right there waiting to be the solution as well. So we got to make sure that we bring Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit into this. Obviously, there's going to be a big response, and it seems like it's past overdue. But I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, that's kind of how the devil works. But the Holy Spirit thrives in hopeless situations so he can glorify himself as well. And
yeah, well, what you're describing is the Hegelian dialectic problem. Reaction, solution. And I keep talking about this too. When it comes to things like false flags or the Hegelian dialectic, it's so effective because you actually do have to respond to the attack. Right? I always say the only thing false about false flags are the flags. The attack is real. So you actually do have to defend yourself against the attack. The problem is that, you know, you defend yourself against the attack and the option presented to you is the thing that they wanted in the first place. So the only way to defeat this cycle is to, once you fend off the attack, go back and punish the people that did it in the first place. You know, COVID is a perfect example. I know some people don't believe COVID exists. I believe COVID exists. I believe it was created in a lab. I believe it was released on purpose, by design, at a very particular time to bring about a number of different consequences that we're still living with. The problem is it's a real disease. It's a disease they released. So, you know, until you know about it, like we know now that it didn't affect people, but like at the time, there's a disease of an unknown origin. You know, it's something they've created in a lab that's spreading around. You can't just ignore it. You can't just go, yeah, oh, well, I'll just get sick and die. It's like, no, you got to do something to fight back against it. It's just once you weather the storm, once the attack is over, then you got to go back and punish the people that created and released it from the lab. If you don't do that, then you're just waiting for the next disaster that they create to put you in another situation like that. So there's a way to defeat the Hegelian dialectic. It's just so useful because the attack is real and you have to defend against it. So it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's what they're really good at creating because they have the initiative. And if we want to win, we have to have the initiative. We have to be doing the thing that they're reacting to, not constantly reacting to whatever attack they're launching against us next. We have to seize the initiative and actually move against the bad guys rather than constantly defending ourselves against the bad guys. I think we have enough information to operate, to go, to, you know, launch the mission, but we're still waiting, I guess. Thank you for the call, Austin. Let's go to Rick in California. Want to talk about the Muslim rape gangs. Go ahead, Rick, you're on the air.
How's it going, Harris?
Pretty good.
Good. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, so I've been sitting here thinking, writing stuff down real quick, and I just came with the situation of now, soon, and at some point. The people over there right now have to start looking at the Sons of Liberty. Look it up online, read about it, understand how they formulated a group and how they moved. Okay, you start with four people at a bar. All those four people have to do is come up with one name. Once you have a name, an umbrella, send two people out to bring two people back. Then they're on the level. Send four people out to bring eight people back. And we grow and we grow. And by the end of the month, you should have a list of a couple hundred people and ranks. It's like a job interview. What are you good at? Can you build stuff? Are you technical? Are you a medic? Give them ranks. After that, you have to do soon. Make a list of the heads of the Muslim rapists, you know, and you have to do this by your block. You don't got to go around the whole town. Just do it on your block and report back to the bar, the command bar. Once you have that set up, you have command bars, you have ranks, you have people. Now comes the weird stuff, you know. At some point, you're going to have to fight back because your elected officials are on the other side. And you know it, and we all know it, and we all see it. So,
well, and look, and, yeah. And what you're describing is like a very controlled, kind of organized, orchestrated resistance movement, which is what's necessary because you can see what happens. The problem, reaction, solution here is they piss everybody off. They allow the grape gangs to continue unabated. The English eventually get so mad they start like throwing petrol bombs at hotels and burning down refugee centers. And that's not effective because the politicians aren't in the refugee centers. That's not the ones making the decision. Those are the people at the very end of the line. And so all that happens is that you commit violence against a bunch of property, and then the government swoops in and throws everybody who even tweeted about it into jail for a couple years. So that's not a good move. That's not an effective use of your time and energy. You need to be organized. You need to be careful and smart about this because you're up against the most gigantic force of human evil the world has ever seen. So I think you're exactly right, Rick. Our UK brothers can read up on the Sons of Liberty and learn about what it takes to stand up against themselves, actually, against the British crown. Hey, what do you know? We did it once. You guys can do it now. Thanks for the call, Rick. Let's go to Mike in Washington. You want to talk about the knife laws that we're dealing with here. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Mr. Harrison, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, yes, my name is Mike Bellicamp, and I have the last folding knife manufacturing company here in Washington State. Oh. There was a company I think you know very well, SOG, or SOG Knives, used to be here in Linwood. They've now moved on to Texas, and good on them. I'm here still left with fighting some really egregious legislation, just some laws that have been on the books forever, basically since, the Sharks and the Jets and West Side Story. All these laws, these knife laws, basically came from Hollywood propaganda.
Right.
This was considered the choice of weapon amongst the Irish gangs and the Italian gangs and all the gang fighting in New York and stuff, but mainly propagated by Hollywood. And I've been involved in various lobbying and legislative efforts, not just because of my own company, but because of the state and because of the entire industry. And I've gotten hold of some very level-minded senators and House representatives. And I go down every year and try and get a new bill across, and they won't let it out of committee for a hearing, or something always gets jammed up, and it just seems like it's like a quid pro quo thing. Like, well, we're Democrats, and we'll vote on your knife bill as long as the Republicans will let us get rid of the high capacity magazines or whatever it is. There's always there's a tit for tat. So I've been fighting this fight a long time. I did work with some legislators in 2012 and made it legal to manufacture automatic knives here in the state. The problem is it's still illegal to carry them.
Right. Well, and that's how it was in Texas, because I know I had a friend who, he didn't realize it was against the law, and he had some knife that was like a push, it was like a switchblade or like a push button where the gravity would open it, and that was technically illegal, and he got, in trouble for that, and then the next year, they repealed that law, and it was totally legal. So it's always kind of changing a little bit, but really, I mean, what it just makes me think of is the old classic interview with Alex Jones and Piers Morgan, where he's going, they're talking about people in India killing people with an iron bar. Are you going to make the iron bar illegal, Piers? And that's sort of where this eventually ends up, is like, well, it's not the weapon that causes the harm. It's not even the person, really. It's the idea. Maybe we can make it just illegal to have these ideas that make you want to commit violence. It's the intent.
They want to be the intent of the criminal. I mean, our company, V Knives, is less than thriving right now because it's a very, very competitive marketplace for knives. And if we can't compete with neighboring states such as Montana, Idaho, even California, Oregon, these states all allow for the carry and sale of switchblade or automatic knives. And, the problem is it's a safety
We're clearly not quite as far gone as the UK now. I'm sorry to cut you off, Mike, but we are coming to the end of this hour, and Owen's rearing to go and ready to launch the war room just as soon as we close out here. So I just want to thank you all for being here with us. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Make sure to tune in to the American Journal each and every weekday morning at 8 a.m. where we cover all this stuff in a chippy and cheery attitude, despite the fact that it's all just horrible. And you can follow me on X at Harrison H. Smith. Stay tuned. The war room begins in about 90 seconds. Go to thealexjonesstore.com to support everything we do here.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
week. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.